The following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey. All season long, the Panthers play here. Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by
One Credit Union. Together, we are one. 1CU.org, 7 Green Street in Virgins. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol. Sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge. Join the movement and support local farms. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury. Your true value hardware store. Autumn Gold Jewelry. They have the Earth's Most Beautiful Gifts. Main Street in Middlebury. The National Bank of Middlebury. Offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs with branches in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, Virgins, and online at mbmvt.com. LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury, LaBerge equals insurance. Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 in Middlebury. Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. Woodware Fine Furniture, offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Route 7 South in Middlebury. Laughrup Forest Products. For more than six generations, Laughrup Forest Products has been proudly serving landowners with a full array of logging and land clearing services. Their professional crew is dedicated to helping clients in logging and timber management. South Street in Bristol. And Denneker Chevrolet, Route 7 South Middlebury, and at DennekerChevrolet.com.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, live from Orr Rink on the campus of Amherst College here in Amherst, Massachusetts. This is Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network. Today, it's the season finale for the Middlebury Panthers as they take on Amherst College here at Orr Rink. This is the LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show, sponsored by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. Hey, good afternoon to you, ladies and gentlemen. Brett Luthner here at Orr Rink, Middlebury and Amherst. It'll finish out the Middlebury season, of course. The Panthers last night were up in Hamilton. They were up in Clinton, New York, to take on the Hamilton Continentals. And for Middlebury, the game got off to a good start. After Rory Gagnon and Bennett Morrison each took penalties, contacted ahead for Gagnon, Morrison for cross-checking, and put the Panthers on a 5-on-3 power play in which they would convert courtesy of Vinny Gesanti. Panthers have it. Stevens holds, gives it to Dawson, back to Stevens, and Dawson, a one-timer, never gets through. Size now, it's Dawson again. Down low, Kachuk, back for Dawson, one-timer, save it, rebound, score! And now we're going to have a conference immediately. Right now, the Panthers have a goal. Unless the referees decide to have a conference about this. Well, conference showed it was still a goal. Vinny Gesanti's 10th of the season. Brendan Dawson, Camille Kachuk getting the assist at 8:08, making it 1-0 Panthers. However, soon after that, the parade, some will say questionable, started to the penalty box for Middlebury. Frank Cozzolino took a slash. Trevor Turnbull, a head contact penalty. And Cozzolino, another slashing call. And it was on that third power play that Hamilton would level the score, with Rory Gagnon getting his fifth from Truman Landowski and John Karkeek, tying the game at one after the first period of play, a period in which each team had 11 shots on goal. To the second we went, more Middlebury penalties. And nothing scored on the ensuing power plays, but shortly after the power play, Rory Gagnon got his second goal of the game, Karkeek and Bray assisting, making it 2-1 Hamilton. Then Trevor Turnbull got a 5-minute major for boarding and a game misconduct, and the game essentially turned against Middlebury from that point forward. Bennett Morrison on the power play would score 11:42 from Lamberti and Conway. Then Jason Brochu, just 31 seconds later, from Bray and Karkeek, and make it 4-1. At that point, Neil Sinclair would pull Stephen Klein, put in Brian Ketchabaugh just to try to slow down the momentum, and they would for the rest of the period. Into the third we went, and another penalty against Brendan Dawson later on for interference would send Hamilton ultimately to what would be counted as their 10th power play of the game. Neil Conway would score right off the faceoff, unassisted at 3:39, making it 5-1 Hamilton. More Middlebury penalties, including a 5-minute major to Brendan Dawson from interference and a game misconduct. But the Panthers would kill that off. And finally, at the 13-19 mark, would get one back on the scoreboard through Travis Stevens.
Chuck ties up the car key. Puck goes around the wall. Kachuk trying to win the board battle. Nichols snapped his head back. One high stick call, none given. Back to the point for a shot save made by Heiss off the deflection. Now at the point, another shot save made by Heiss. Rebound score! Travis Stevens on the doorstep after the Neary shot was saved by Beinheis. Travis Stevens makes it 5-2 with 6:41 to go in the third.
For Travis Stevens, his second goal of the season, Andrew Neary and Vinny Gesanti get the assists at 13-19, and Stevens continues an impressive run at that. Stevens now has scored 9 points in his last 8 games, 2 goals and 7 assists to put a nice positive cap on his senior season. But that would be the last goal that would be scored. The final score would be 5-2. Shots in the second period, 15-4 in favor of Hamilton, 13-12 in the third for game totals of 39-27 in favor of the Continentals. Stephen Klein, 4 goals on 16 shots before he was pulled in favor of Brian Ketchabal, who turned aside 17 out of 18 shots that he faced in his nearly 28 minutes of action. Evan Beitenheis in goal for the duration for Hamilton College. And so that loss officially eliminated Middlebury from playoff contention this year, despite Bowdoin having lost last night by a final score of 3-1. We will give you all the scores and get you set up with today's action between Middlebury and Amherst as the Panthers take on the purple and white here in the final game of the 2016-17 season. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
There's a beautiful furniture store in Middlebury that you have to check out. It's Woodware Fine Furniture. They have dining and living room sets in gorgeous woods like cherry, maple, and oak. Chairs, sofas, bedding, and great varieties of all. Or if you don't see it there, just ask Drew and he can probably get it for you. Woodware also provides shipping and delivery. You've probably seen the Woodware truck. It's everywhere. Woodware Fine Furniture. Handmade woodcrafts, toys, and fine furniture for 30 years. Woodware, Route 7 South, Middlebury.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
MoMA Trailer Sales, quality you can tow, for people in the know.
MoMA Trailer Sales announces the grand opening now going on at their new, unique, one-of-a-kind indoor showroom at 60 Trade Road, Plattsburgh. MoMA Trailer Sales knows that purchasing a camper should be something more than just clicking on a button, so they brought the camping experience to you at their new indoor showroom at 60 Trade Road. Browse all the popular floor plans from the industry's most reputable manufacturers at MoMA Trailer Sales' new indoor location, 60 Trade Road. You'll find huge savings on all new and used travel trailers, fifth wheels, hybrids, and pop-ups, along with special financing for qualified buyers. And to their friends north of the border, you'll get more for your Canadian dollar at MoMA Trailer Sales, now with their new showroom, 60 Trade Road, Plattsburgh, just off I-87, exit 38 West.
MoMA Trailer Sales.
Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
We're back here at Orr Rink on the campus of Amherst College, where Middlebury and Amherst will get together for the final game of the regular season for the Middlebury Panthers. First, we'll look at the scores from last night's action. This Amherst College team, the purple and white, defeated Williams by a final score of 1-0. It was a closely contested game all the way throughout. Amherst got the lone goal of the contest, courtesy of Thomas Lindstrom in the second period. And that made it 1-0 at the time. It was just about midway through the second period, 10-17 mark, and Amherst would hold on for the victory. Other scores, Tufts defeated Bowdoin 3-1, but that result had no bearing as Middlebury lost to Hamilton 5-2. Colby defeated Connecticut College 2-1. Therefore, officially wrapping up that playoff spot for Bowdoin, and Trinity blasted Wesleyan by a final score of 7-2. So what it does is sets up the top four teams are pretty much defined. We know who's going to have home ice in that quarterfinal round. We just don't know what order. Hamilton right now leads the NESCAC at 10-3-4. They got 24 points. Colby and Williams, both 10-4-3, both at 23 points, sit in second place. Trinity at 10-5-2. They're in fourth place right now. And yet, things can fall to where Trinity can get the top spot. Amherst cannot jump into the top four. They are 8-6-3, 19 points. They're in fifth. And they're tied for fifth with Tufts at 9-7-1. Tufts will get the tiebreaker if both teams win this afternoon. Tufts taking on Colby. Of course, Amherst here against Middlebury. Wesleyan at 18 points, 7-6-4 are in seventh place. And Bowdoin, having the playoff spot, will sit in eighth place. They're not moving from there. They're going to take on whoever wins the regular season. Bowdoin at 5-12 on the season. They're in eighth place. Middlebury and Connecticut College both tied for ninth at 6 points. 3-14 for Middlebury, 2-13-2 for Connecticut College. Connecticut College wins the head-to-head and therefore would have the tiebreaker for ninth place, theoretically, as we enter the final day of games, which has Middlebury here against Amherst. Tufts will visit Colby for a 3 p.m. start, as well as Williams and Hamilton, and Connecticut College at Bowdoin. The lone game going to happen later tonight. Wesleyan at Trinity. That will be a 7:30 start in Hartford, and that will round out the NESCAC in the regular season in NCAA Division III hockey, and then conference tournaments are abound after that. By the way, Bowdoin, speaking of, they're backing into the playoffs, having lost four in a row, seven of their last eight, and 11 of their last 13. Bowdoin got off to a 6-4, starting 3-3 in the conference, and it just all is falling apart after that. But they are going to be in the NESCAC tournament, as Connecticut College and Middlebury could not catch up to the Polar Bears. That gets us set up here for this afternoon's contest between Middlebury and Amherst as we look at each side's roster going into this one. Same lineup last night for Middlebury. We'll go into the game today as the games that were given to Brendan Dawson and Trevor Turnbull were both game misconducts and not game disqualifications, and that's the big key there. A game DQ would have brought an automatic one-game suspension. The game misconduct, not so. And so Dawson and Turnbull both in the lineup this afternoon. Jasanti will center Greg Conrad and Travis Stevens. Dana Jacobs centering Mitch Allen and Trevor Turnbull. Jimmy McKee between Camille Kachuk and Mark McClellan. Braden Quest is going to center up Joey Pacini and Connor Lloyd. Listed defensemen, Andrew Neary, David Bellucci, Brendan Dawson, Frank Cozzolito, Danny Tai, Sunho Park. Brian Ketchabal will get the start between the pipes here this afternoon for the Panthers. Stephen Klein, Henry Cutting, the backups this afternoon for Middlebury. On the Amherst side of things, Thomas Lindstrom will center up David White, Pat Daly. Chris Roll will be between Will Vosepka and P.J. Conlin. Joey Lupo will center Austin Ho and Jack Fitzgerald. And Max Roche will center John Festa and Stanley Brenner. The defensemen, Mark Esposito, A.J. Klein, Phil Johansson, and Noah Gilreath. And then Patrick Moody and Tyler Granara, the other D pairing. The goaltenders, probably going to be Connor Girard starting. We don't have that official word just yet. Adam Ellison and Giancarlo Ventre, the two other goalies, suiting up for Amherst College. You come into this 8-6-3 in the NESCAC, 13-6-3 overall on the season. This, of course, here is senior day for Amherst College. And as we are looking at the roster, they're going to honor a few of their players before the game here between Middlebury and Amherst. Probably going to happen before the national anthems get off onto the ice. Three seniors going to be honored here today. Austin Ho, Chris Roll, and Adam Ellison. Actually, Ellison might get the start here today, considering it's senior day. We don't have the official word on those starters. We'll give them to you once they're announced here at Orr Rink here on a beautiful Saturday afternoon, the last game of the season for the Middlebury Panthers, as they will take on Amherst College here at Orr Rink. When we come back, before we go to break, I'm sorry about that. Before we go to break, we have an interview with head coach Neil Sinclair. Gives his thoughts going into this last game of the regular season against Amherst. Here with head coach Neil Sinclair ahead of the season finale against Amherst College. And first, last night's game, a tough 5-2 loss in which there were a lot of penalties. It was a very hotly contested game. Overall, how did you think your team played in last night's contest?
I was proud with their spirit. I thought they played hard right to the end. They didn't quit. I thought we did a real good job 5-on-5, and I thought we skated with the team that's supposed to be the best team in the NESCAC this year. And I thought our PK, given how many penalties we had to kill off, was really strong last night.
And with that, it was even up in 5-on-5 situations and still played Hamilton tough all the way through. But that seems to be a hallmark all season long, that the spirit of this team has always been strong. Would that be a fair assessment?
Yeah, no, I'm proud with how hard they've played. I mean, we've had our moments, but I mean, we're a young team. I think our three seniors have done a nice job of keeping everybody motivated in the locker room. And I thought last night was no different.
And speaking of those three seniors, it's their final game here this afternoon against Amherst. And all three of them have been contributing well here down the stretch.
No, we're real proud. I mean, Travis Stevens, Greg Conrad have done a terrific job. Greg's a heart and soul guy, a glue guy in the locker room. That's been awesome for us. Two-sport athlete at Middlebury College, has had a really good career. Travis Stevens hurt his freshman year and has come back and has played really well the last 2 years and has had a really nice senior year. And then Andrew, he had a real good game last night, and he's been great in the locker room for us.
What's the one thing that you'll miss most about these three seniors playing their last game here today?
It's always sad when a group moves on, but I think the nice piece is that we get to see them as alums and keep track of them as they move on to the next stage in their life, and we know we never lose touch with them. And I mean, there's a Dr. Seuss saying that I used last year at the banquet: don't cry because it's over, cry because it happened. And I firmly believe you cherish your 4 years here because it goes by really fast. But you appreciate the experiences and know that you're going to be able to share those memories with your friends and coaches when you come back.
Now, turning to today's game against Amherst, we've seen Brian Ketchabaugh the last couple of games, and he's played real well. We've seen a lot of the guys really come out to play. What are you looking forward to here this afternoon, last game of the season?
Well, I think Stephen Klein's played incredibly well in those 2-1-0 wins. He was awesome, and I thought he got off to a good start last night, and then just the penalties, and we changed it up just to try to slow things down. Brian will play today, and I think we've got a real good goaltending tandem heading into next year.
And that's the thing that a lot of fans may not understand, is Stephen Klein is a quality goaltender, and this is a very good problem to have, so to speak, going into next season, isn't it?
No, Stephen's played really well for us, and I mean, he's the reason we won those 2-1-0 games, and he was strong in net in the tie with Norwich. I mean, Stephen played well, and so we're going to give Brian a chance because it helps us find out more, helps Brian figure out a little bit more about college hockey, and sets us up for next year.
All right, thanks a lot. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
And we'll be back with more Middlebury College hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
It's the President's Day sales event at Foster Motors in Middlebury. Lease the 2017 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo 4x4, $239 a month for 36 months and $29.99 down. February is Ram Truck Month. Lease the 2017 LD Quad Express 4x4 V6, only $149 a month for 24 months with $24.99 down. All leases with approved credit. Visit Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors...
UVM Theater presents the award-winning musical Spring Awakening, February 23rd through March 5th in the Royal Tyler Theater.
With a brilliant and unforgettable score by Duncan Sheik, Spring Awakening has emerged as a modern masterpiece that explores the longings and doubts, the fears and joys of a group of young people on their journey of self-discovery.
Spring Awakening has been called brave and haunting, spellbinding, and the best new musical in a generation.
Spring Awakening, a theatrical spectacle that fuses soaring vocals and uplifting rock and roll to create an exhilarating evening of theater like no other. Performances are February 23rd through March 5th. Get your tickets by calling 802-656-2094 or online at uvmtheater.org.
And experience the passion and power of Spring Awakening.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one-stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
And we're back here at Oar Rink. Both teams just taking to the ice now as we get set for Middlebury and Amherst. The second and final game of this regular, the second and final meeting between these two teams. And last game of this season for the Middlebury Panthers. Both teams now on the ice, and in a moment now we will get the senior day festivities going in terms of the Amherst College seniors. There's three of them. And they will also introduce the starting lineups, we believe, for each side. Referees out there as well. Middlebury at the far end. We're again behind a goal. Behind the Amherst goal here in the first and third periods, much like we were for Hamilton last night. Middlebury at the far end. As they are now announcing, we'll start the senior day festivity. Oh, nope, we got lineups. So here's the starting lineups. First, it's Brian Ketchabaugh in goal for Middlebury, number 30, a freshman from Rybrook, New York. The defenseman, Andrew Neary, number 5, a senior from Milton, Massachusetts, in his final collegiate game to go along with David Bellucci, a junior from Andover, Massachusetts. The forwards, number 25, Greg Conrad, a senior in his final game from Peabody, Massachusetts, joined by Vinny Gisanti, a junior from Montreal, Quebec, and Travis Stevens, a senior from Victoria, British Columbia. By the way, this has been the LeBurge Insurance Agency pregame show, sponsored by LeBurge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. And the right now, Amherst College, all the players have skated to the blue line except for their three seniors, and that would be Austin Ho, number 26, Chris Roll, number 19, and Adam Ellison, number 30. They are now reading some statistics for each of these players. They're honoring them here in this regular season finale here on senior day. Amherst, of course, qualifying for the playoffs. They're in the 5 spot. They will not have a home game, so this is their last game here of the regular season at Oar Rink as well. They will travel on the road for the first round. Nelson now introduced, and he will come over to the blue line as well and go down the line of teammates waiting for him. We'll soon be joined by the rest of his teammates. And now they're announcing Austin Ho. He's the second one out there. And again, he too will go down the line. They're not giving the Amherst starting lineups. We'll wait and see. And the last one to be introduced to the crowd here will be Chris Roll from Fairport, New York. And you hear in the background the team giving him a good round of applause there. And as There's now one last round of applause here for the seniors. National anthems are coming up. When we come back, puck drop. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Have trees blocking your view or just a property and you need it cleaned for building lots? Lathrop's can clear the land for many uses like scenic views, roads, even pasture reclamation. They can cover a lot of land in a minimal amount of time. With over 60 years of experience, they can handle all your land clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust. And a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes are online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Stop bothering your sister. You heard me. Don't make me turn this car around. Okay, I'm counting to 10. 1, 2, 3, 3.5.
Ma'am, what do you think of the car so far?
Great. Just pretending my kids are in the back seat before the test drive. Can you hear me back there okay?
Loud and clear.
At Shearer Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac, they get it. Their job is to help you find the right vehicle, then make it affordable. It's really that simple. Family vehicles, your first vehicle, or the 100th that you're adding to your commercial fleet. They have exactly what you're looking for. Now is the time to get a great deal on a Traverse. Right now, lease a 2017 Chevy Traverse LS all-wheel drive for just $279 a month for 39 months. View their inventory and set up an appointment today at shearervt.com. Chevy, find new roads. First payment due at signing. 39-month lease, 10,000 miles per year. Tax, title, license, and dealer fees extra. Must have current Chevy lease. Offer expires 2/28/2017. See dealer for details.
This is Panther Hockey on Addison County's WBTK. Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WBTK. You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Just about set to go here at Orr Rink. Here are the goaltenders for Middlebury. Brian Ketchabaugh in goal. Ketchabaugh is 0-3 and 2.67 goals against average. Same percentage at .920. At the other end, it is Adam Ellison in goal. It's his fifth appearance. 3-0, 2.79 goals against, an .880 save percentage. We are underway here at Orr Rink. Jim Tinnerella, Tim Irwin, the referees. The linesman, Mike Cutler, and Daniel Gosselin. Puck around, and Amherst going away from us here in this first period. In the white jerseys, trimmed in purple and black. Chopped off a stick, and the Panthers get it going down low. Puck around the boards. Travis Stevens, number 9, tied up down low. A board battle ensues off to the left-hand side, where Vinny Giasanti, number 18, comes away with it. Giasanti back now for Stevens, who goes behind the net. Stevens takes a look. Left wing circle. Spinning out of that. The puck slide off his stick, so he's got to retreat in the neutral zone for it. Cross-ice pass for Bellucci. Now on to Neary. Andrew Neary sends a pass on off to Kamil Tkachuk, number 38. Slugged into the Amherst zone. Set up behind by Ellison. Skated it up and out eventually. We're trying to skate it up and out. Was Chris Roll. Couldn't do so. A board battle. Noah Gilreath, number 5. He's tied up. Puck comes along the boards, but not out. Puck swatted at. Missed. Into the corner we go. Right wing side for the Panthers to our left as we stand behind the Amherst cage. Minute 13 gone by. First period. No score. Jimmy McKee, number 6, with it. Leaves on off Mark McClellan, number 37. He's tied up, and the puck squirts free. Away goes Tyler Grenara, number 4. Grenara pass on to the right wing side. Vosepka, number 9, into the zone. Puck ripped around the boards, and the Panthers will look to get out the center and do. The retreat and the pass across by number 3, Ville Johansson. Intercept into the zone. Here's McKee. He's alone for the moment. Gets some help in the form of Mitch Allen, number 26. His pass back out to the point was off the mark. It was deflected, so the regroup by Neary. Ahead to Allen. Quickly back into the Amherst zone. A shot save made Ellison. The rebound loose, and Ellison makes the save. A pair of shots by Trevor Turnbull, number 20, and Ellison is equal. 18:07 to go. First period. No score. Middlebury and Amherst here in the season finale. Face-off will come to the right of goaltender Adam Ellison. He catches with the left hand, as most goaltenders do, including his counterpart at the other end, Brian Ketcheval. Middlebury in the Navy jerseys, trimmed, Navy uniforms all out, trimmed in white. Have to defend here is the Amherst, as Amherst College. Don't have a nickname officially just yet. Amherst last year, they dropped the unofficial Lord Jeff's nickname. Now informally call themselves the Purple and White. And they have the puck and a penalty coming up against Middlebury. Danny Tye's going to get a penalty. As he steamrolls number 5, Noah Gilreath. Puck into the Middlebury zone. A cross-ice pass save made by Ketcheval. The rebound loose and still with it, Amherst College. This one deflected up and out of the zone. A stick lift. Tye trying to get after the loose puck. And finally we get a whistle. I'm trying to figure out what the call was. Tye went for a hit. And now he's pleading his case. He nods his head to the referee, Tim Irwin. Still don't see a sign for it, but nonetheless, it's power play, and this is a dangerous team to give up power plays to. Time of the penalty, 2:44. And we'll explain why in a moment. This ties in the penalty box. Puck around the boards, not out of the zone just yet. And here comes Amherst setting it up. Back to the point with it, Gilreath. Eventually a couple passes get back to Gilreath. The shot deflected. Ketcheval might have gotten a piece of it. The rebound is loose and Amherst in possession. The save made. Did not hear what the penalty call was. But nonetheless, tie in the penalty box. Ketcheval holds on. 16:43 going first. 1:21 the power play. No score. Amherst, fourth in the nation. Both power play and penalty kill. 28%. 23-82 on the power play side of things. Middlebury 72nd in the country. 76.3. The last night's 4-for-14 didn't help. That's just an insane 14 power plays against Middlebury. They only had 2 power plays for. Now the skate up. With it is Vosepka. Amherst comes in leading the nation in combined special teams, power play and penalty kill. Well, one call's really close, and then everybody else tails off after. Pass goes out to the neutral zone, and Amherst has to regroup. With it, Phil Johansson. Pass on across, and now with it is Chris Roll. Roll just drops the pass on off, and away goes Patrick Mooney. Into the Panther zone this goes. Left off for Roll. Roll in the right wing corner, puts on the brakes, gives a pass back on the right side, Granara. He holds from the top of the circle, gives the Roll in the corner. Now a centering pass out in front, deflected. A couple players chop away at it, picking it up Johansson. Johansson had it knocked off his stick and out to the neutral zone. One of the Panther penalty killers, Stevens, gets his chance to come off. McKee hops on for him. 15:33, first period. 15 seconds on the man advantage. This is cleared all the way down right on goal. And Allison swats aside. No score. Middlebury and Amherst here in the Panthers season finale. Skating out the right side with it, Noah Gilreath. Gilreath drops the pass off and snapped over by David White, number 22. Dumped into the zone this time by A.J. Klein, number 6. Around the wall it goes. First one on it is White. White sends behind the Middlebury cage. Penalty now over. And Amherst is 0-for-1 on the power play. Panthers come out to center and dump it into the Amherst zone. Big hit put on that time. It was Cozzolino putting the hit on. Puck behind the net, now in the corner. Off to our left, Adam Ellison looking at that left side as well. Coming away with the biscuit is Klein. Cross-ice pass and another diagonal onto the stick of Pat Daly, number 24. Daly's pass missed the mark, and the Purple and White have to regroup. People want to throw a nickname in there, but forgetting that Amherst doesn't officially have one as of yet. There is a still motion going through, taking votes to eventually have a nickname. Now the Panthers with it. A little pass feathered on ahead. It's knocked down and quickly sent the other way. Festa throws it in an onside play. Amherst trying to set up a forecheck here, but Panthers do well in the breakout. Neutral zone play, slugged around by Granaro, back the other way. Here's a breakaway opportunity to move in. Save made by Ketchabaugh off the breakaway from Jack Fitzgerald, number 14. Now check that. That was number 17, John Festa. Behind the net it goes. With it, Granaro. Give ahead, and away goes number 13, Stanley Brenner. In the Panthers zone, and Middlebury regains. 13:35, first period, no score. Here's a move by Greg Conrad, number 25. Good poke check put on by Mark Esposito, number 2. Behind the net, this goes with it, Jimmy McKay. McKay sends it back to the point for a hurried shot that goes wide of Ellison's cage, and he plays the carom just brilliantly, covering up before Jimmy McKay can get there. 13:20 to go in the first, no score, Middlebury and Amherst. Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. Brought to you by One Credit Union. Together, we are one. 1CU.org, 7 Green Street in Virgins. Face off to the left of Adam Ellison. Controlled by Middlebury momentarily, but then swatted out of the zone by Austin Ho, number 26. Back for Frank Cozzolino, number 34. Cozzolino and Hogo crashing into the boards. Behind the cage of Brian Ketchabaugh. Around it goes, said Cage, to the right side. One more board battles, and soon the Panthers come out to center. Trying to flip it into the zone, and eventually doing so is McKay. First one in is Mark McClellan, but he's tied up there with number 23, Patrick Mooney. Diagonal pass, missed the mark, goes all the way down. This will be icing against Amherst. And a faceoff to come all the way in the Amherst zone with 12:45 to go in the opening period. No score between Middlebury and Amherst. It's the regular season finale for Middlebury College. No more games to promote here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network until November of 2017. This one chipped up and out of the zone. Icing's going to be waved down. David Bellucci back for it. Bellucci sends it up the wall. That missed the mark, but they're calling no icing either at that end. Retreating, A.J. Klein. Klein, forecheck that time by Allen. Back to the point, a shot deflected wide. That was off Andrew Neary's stick. Puck comes loose, not out of the zone. Good keep by Danny Jacobs, number 39. Jacobs on a backhand, it goes across. And loose now in the corner to our left. Board battle ensues before Amherst comes out to center. With it, Noah Gilreath. Gilreath, the pass on the right side for Fitzgerald. Jack Fitzgerald in front, and Gilreath had a poke at it, but Ketchabaugh knocked it aside. 8 minutes gone by, first period, no score. Middlebury and Amherst. Shot from the point, the Ketchabaugh just gobbles up, catches it right in that block M on the front of his navy blue jersey, and holds on with 11:52 to go in the first period of a scoreless game. Middlebury College Hockey and a One Credit Union Panther Radio Network, brought to you by the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol. Sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Off the tie-up, Panthers control. Puck goes around the wall. Conrad's got it. Greg Conrad just chips it up and out to center. Moving ahead with this is Stevens. Travis Stevens. Trying to backhand a pass across. And then flying into the net is one of the Panthers. We got a penalty coming up? Brendan Dawson, number 2, is the one that went barreling into the net. Not sure if there's going to be a penalty or not. It doesn't look like it. Faceoff will stay in the zone to the right of Adam Ellison. Gestante to take the draw against Lindstrom. Lindstrom wins it back. Puck right in front of us. Eventually picked up and trying to skate out is A.J. Klein. Here's a pass on ahead. Now on the left, right wing side, Daly. Daly tried to center it out in front, but that's intercepted. And here come the Panthers in the other direction. Here's Stevens. Travis Stevens with some speed. In! And couldn't get a shot off. Good defensive play that time by Phil Johansson, number 3. Now puck comes up and out to center. Lindstrom from the red line dumps in. Line change on for Amherst. 11:04 to go. First period. No score. An onside play and a dump in the zone by Neary. Left behind by Ellison, who nearly gets tangled up with his own teammate in Esposito. Puck still loose in the corner to our right before skating away with it is Tyler Granaro. Granaro pass on the left wing side for Festa. John Festa in the zone. Goes around the Middlebury cage before he's checked there by David Bellucci. And then the puck comes up and out to center ice. Chopped at a couple of times. Panthers control. Neary. Now Bellucci. Bellucci's diagonal pass tipped into the zone. No icing. Going back for it. Tyler Granara. Granara's pass up the middle. Missed the mark. 10:25 to go. First period. Middlebury in possession of the puck right now in a scoreless game. Into the Amherst zone. Good check put on. Nice solid one by Mark Esposito to eliminate the attack from Mark McClellan. With it is number 26, Austin Ho, one of the three seniors. Each team's got three seniors in this game here today, so the continuity will be going forward next season. Middlebury in possession of the puck once more. Come into the Amherst zone. A wrist shot taken by Dawson is blocked off, and it goes behind the net. Now the other way is Fitzgerald trying to catch the Panthers in an odd man rush. Free and pass ahead. Here's Lupo. Lupo in. Lupo, and a save made by Ketchabaugh. Rebound loose in the right corner. Back out to the right point. Gilreath. His shot goes wide of the cage. Out to the bench side to our left. And the Panthers get out to center. 9:35. First period. No score. Middlebury and Amherst. Mitch Allen goes crashing into the wall. Down to the ice goes one of the Amherst players. That's going to be a penalty. And it's going to be a, I believe, Andrew Neary. Although, nope. Check that. That's not going to be near. That'll be number 44, Connor Lloyd, going for the trip. So Lloyd, two for tripping at 10:33. Second power play for Amherst. Off the tie-up, a shot for the point. Easy save for Ketchabaugh. And he holds on 4 seconds into the power play. 9:23 to go, first period. No score. Middlebury and Amherst. And now whistle off the faceoff. It looks like we're going to do it all again. Off this tie-up. Puck chopped at. Will come out to center. Now moving ahead is Conrad. Greg Conrad onside, shorthanded, and shot goes up wide, deflected on its way by. And now back out to center. Getting knocked out, and a penalty call coming up. They're going to call interference. And Middlebury will be short two men. Going to the penalty box, David Bellucci. And it's carried over from last night. That one, player tried to cut through the middle. Bellucci just played the body, but unfortunately, Jim Tinnerella said no, no. Time of the penalty, 10:56. So, 5-on-3 we go. Bellucci in the box against a very dangerous power play. Set up now, as shot by Gilreath is wide. Rebound corralled. And again, Amherst is trying to work its way down low. One-timer from the left-wing circle missed. It will come all the way down. So the interference call making this a 5-on-3 power play, which has got another 1:07 on it. To the point, holding it, Gilreath fakes it. Couple passes, score! Gilreath faked the shot, threw a pass to the left side. It became tic-tac-toe. And with 8:29 to go in the first, Amherst draws first blood. They're up 1-0. Time of the goal, 11:31. We'll get particulars in a moment. But Middlebury now trails 1-0 here. To Amherst. And Amherst coming back. Oh, nice intercept, though. Here goes Braden Quast. Quast shooting, deflected. And if there wasn't netting there, that's coming right up towards us. 8:11 to go. First period, 1-0. Amherst with the lead. David White getting the goal. Daly, the lone assist. So 1-0 Amherst, and for White, it's goal number 9 on the season. Into the zone, onside play here, it's Chris Roll. Roll goes around and sends the puck further around the wall. Amherst trying to set it up again. Roll's got it behind the net. gives off to Conlin. E.J. Conlin tied up. This puck comes up and all the way down. 35 to go on the man advantage. Now 7.5 to go first period as Amherst starts to wind it up here, leading 1-0. This is Mooney. That's with Mooney. Drop pass is deflected. And then he'll be sent into the Amherst zone. Mooney makes the play, but gets thumped as a result. Skating ahead with this one is David White. White just scoring a goal a moment ago. The chip into the zone by Festa, who gets thumped to the glass. Penalty is now over. And Amherst is 1-for-3 with the man advantage. That one being a 5-on-3 goal. This puck is chipped up and out to center, and the Panthers gain again. Here's Neary. Off the wall. It's going to be sent towards the Amherst zone before it's stick back out. Played with a high stick. And then afterwards, Jacobs nearly got run over by Austin Ho, who was looking to make a 6:45 to go. First period, 1-0 Amherst. Middlebury College Hockey on a One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network. We're sponsored by Monument Farms of Weybridge. Join the movement. Support local farms. It's off, controlled by Amherst. Shot goes wide of the net. Fitzgerald chases down the rebound in the left corner. Puck behind the Middlebury cage. It's all 200 feet away from us, or a little bit more as it stands. Now comes out to center. With it is Johansson. Got a pass on off to the right side, but that was intercepted, and the Panthers get it out to center. Chopped out a couple of times, and here's Joey Lupo. Lupo in an onside play, shooting, save, catch a ball, and he holds on. It's 6:15 to go in the first period, and Amherst leading by a score of 1-0. Shots right now are 8-3 in favor of Amherst. The other thing is that Amherst controlling the faceoff circle, having won 10 of 14 draws, maybe 10 of 15, as Gisanti wins that duel in the faceoff circle. Now the Panthers come out at Stevens. Travis Stevens. Little dipsy do move. Goes around the Amherst cage. Dumps it down. Trying to go down low in the cycle, and then gets the puck right back. Sent behind for Conrad. Gisanti in there to help out as well. Couple players dig away at it. Gisanti tied up with Esposito. Still the battle ensues. Conrad pushing around with Max Roche as well. And this comes eventually up and out to center. Festa keeps the pass to Brenner. Emily Brenner shooting. It goes high and wide. Rebound to the right corner. Conrad puts a crunching hit on, and the Panthers do get it out to the neutral zone. 5.5 first period, 1-0 Amherst with the lead, courtesy of a 5-on-3 goal by David White. And the Panthers trying to come away with it, couldn't do so. Puck goes behind, and we'll get a whistle. 5:16 to go in the first period, and a 1-0 Amherst lead. Surprised that we haven't seen a secondary assist for on that goal for Bill Gilreath just yet. And now some encroachment on the faceoff, so everybody's just got to settle down. Wiseman comes out to address the situation, gets back in. Puck dropped, Amherst wins the faceoff. Back to the point. Shot by Mooney. He's knocked aside by Ketchupall. The rebound in the corner. Tied up there by Roll. Bouncing puck trying to get out of the zone. The Panthers are, but can't now do so. Into center ice. Standing ahead with this one is Allen. Allen, the give to Turnbull. Turnbull gets knocked down. No call. Jacobs comes in. He puts the hit on. Puck bounces out to the right point for a send-in by Cozzolino. Behind the net now, Turnbull tied up with his man, that being Noah Gilreath. Puck works itself loose and out to center. Back foot and skate it back in quickly is Brendan Dawson. Dawson slams on the brakes, trying to center one for Turnbull, couldn't quite get it there as he was cut off that time by the number 9, Wolvo Sepka. Pass just out of the reach of Chris Roll, but into the reach of Patrick Mooney. Sends one into the zone, a dangerous play, but it's chopped away, and the Panthers come out to center. Quickly turned over, though. Here goes Johansson. Pass on the right wing side. Behind goes Ketchabaugh to get the puck. Spins it around the boards. Intercepted. A centering pass is kicked aside. Rebound loose all the way down at the opposite end of the rink from us right now as we are behind the Amherst cage. Action in the Middlebury end. 3:49 and counting. First period. 1-0 Amherst leads. Chopped at and out the center. Here come the Panthers. McKee turns the shot around. Same mate Ellison. He puts the blocker down on the rebound. Getting the whistle with 3:39 to go in this opening period. And Middlebury trailing 1-0. Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network. Brought to you by Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury. Your true value hardware store. Joey Lupo to take the draw against Vinny Giasanti for Middlebury. And Lupo wins it back into the corner to our left. Now goes behind the net to get a loose puck. Skates up. Pass up the right wing side. Knocked down by Giasanti. And eventually deflected into the Panthers zone. Bellucci back for it. Sends it around the boards. Conrad can't get to the loose puck. But able to do so was Andrew Neary. Cross ice passes off the mark. Delayed offside against the Panthers. They all peel off. Esposito gets a chance to pass it out. Ahead goes AJ Klein. Klein into the Middlebury zone. Sends it around the goal. Going on to it now is Neary. Neary sends it up the left wing boards for the Panthers. Right side as we're looking at it. Here from behind the Amherst cage in the first period. The Panthers now have to go back and regroup. Diagonal dump in is knocked down. Going after the loose puck is Granara. Kyle Granara gets it up into the Panthers zone, but Middlebury in possession once more. A deflected pass goes all the way down right to Ellison, who again paddles it down, swats it aside. Quickly the other way, an onside play. Shot save made by Ketchabaugh off the drive from Stanley Brenner. Here come the Panthers now. Onside rush for Conrad. His shot, stick the side. Check that, it's Allen. Stick the side. Allen gets a rough ride afterwards. Jacobs passed at a point, missed two Panthers coming into support. He goes all the way down. 2:13 opening period here in the season finale for the Middlebury College Panthers. And Amherst leads 1-0. Losing an edge, Consolito. But the Panthers still come ahead with this. Red line dumping that time, but Jacobs, he peels off for a change. Behind his own net, starting to skate it out, is Mooney. Pass on up at the left wing side, and the skate in this time by Roll. Roll goes into the corner and gets some help from P.J. Conlin. Sends it around the boards. Sent eventually back to the point. Not able to hold it in, though, was Noah Gilreath. Puck comes out to center and quickly dumped back in. In at 37 ago, opening period, 1-0 Amherst with the lead. Just see a 5-on-3 goal. That scored by David Weiss earlier in this period. Around the Middlebury net, this goes. Panthers looking to come out through center and do the move ahead by Travis Stevens. Delay penalty call coming against Amherst now. Around Stevens, a centering pass in front. Save made. And then the whistle is blown. Greg Conrad didn't think it was a possessive touch, but elbowing is going to be the call. Conrad thought they were still in possession. It was not a possessive touch. Well, give the referees the benefit on that one. Time and a penalty, 18:44. Going to the box, as we're still trying to figure out who, it's going to be P.J. Conlin. Power play number one for Middlebury. And again, this is a penalty kill. It's very, very efficient for Amherst. Fourth in the country on the penalty kill. And a shorthanded breakaway. Moving in White. White on Ketchabaugh. Save made by Ketchabaugh. Rebound comes loose and out to center. Gathered and sent back in, shorthanded by Johansson. Inside of a minute to go, first period. 1-0 Amherst. This comes out, the Panthers are onside. Around into the corner it goes, tie up there. Jacobs back to the point, Dawson. Cross now to Turnbull. Turnbull holds, sends down, tried to send down low, but picked off by Grenara and sent the length of the ice. And sent on a diagonal to kill the puck down low in a corner. Dawson's got to go behind to get it. Two Amherst players come in on a forecheck. Very aggressive on the PK right now. The skate ahead is Giasanti. Vinny Giasanti with a ton of speed into the zone. Giasanti around the cage he goes. Works it eventually back to the blue line. Still Giasanti with it. Trying to weave his way around and finally leaves a shot off. Save made the rebound. Nice block in front. And the whistle is blown as the net comes off before it is put into the goal. Excellent block in front by Joey Lupo, number 8. Otherwise, this would have been a tie game as the period also comes to an end here at Orr Rink. A frenetic finish to that first period. A period which right now shows 9-3 in favor of Amherst. They've got the lone goal. David White in a 5-on-3 power play has given Amherst a 1-0 lead after 20 minutes of play. We'll recap the first when we come back. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
You're sure to drive in style, mile after mile when you join the team, Team Deniker.
It's Tom Deniker. Sometimes luck isn't always on your side. Maybe you're recently divorced, lost your job, had an illness in the family, lost your home, declared bankruptcy, or had a vehicle repossessed. In other words, you have really poor credit or no credit. Well, my friends, your luck is about to change. You need a vehicle. No problem. Here's how you get 100% guaranteed credit approval at Deniker Chevrolet. Visit us at Deniker Chevrolet, ask for Brett or David, and ask about 100% guaranteed credit approval. You can come in today and drive out in a vehicle today. We make Deniker deals, and we make you smile. At Deniker Chevrolet, we make it happen. Visit us at Route 7 South in Middlebury, at Deniker Virgens, or DenikerChevrolet.com.
Deniker Chevrolet.
Hi, I'd like to ship these items out, please, to my sister Tina in California.
I see the address saved in our system under your profile. You're all set.
That's it? Now I have plenty of time to get this notarized, get these flyers copied, and stamped to the post office before the kids get out of school. Thanks!
Wait a minute. You don't have to go. We can do that, too.
What?
We're the UPS store. We can do just about everything.
Really? I may have time to take a nap.
A nap? Well, that's the only thing we can't do for you.
For just about everything, the UPS store, Court Street, Middlebury.
The Chimney Sweep Fireplace Shop announces the Great Vermont Wood Stove Changeout Program.
This is a new program from Vermont Clean Energy that has limited-time funding available for qualified homeowners.
Vermont Clean Energy is offering a $500 to $1,500 incentive to homeowners who change out their existing inefficient or non-EPA wood stove to one that's been pre-approved.
The Chimney Sweep Fireplace Shop has several Vermont casting wood stoves that qualify for the Vermont Clean Energy Wood Stove Changeout. This is a limited program with limited funds, and even though you may qualify, you have to act fast before these funds are utilized by other Vermonters to upgrade their inefficient non-EPA wood stoves.
Right now, the Chimney Sweep Fireplace Shop has the world-famous Vermont Castings Defiant Wood Stove in stock, and it qualifies for a $1,500 incentive. So help your neighbors by cleaning the air with the Chimney Sweep Fireplace Shop's Clean Air Program.
But you must act now and visit your local Chimney Sweep Fireplace Shop in Shelburne or Barrie before these funds are gone.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
1-0 Amherst with the lead after the first period of play here at Orr Rink in the season finale for the Middlebury College Panthers. There was one goal scored in that period, and it came in a 5-on-3 power play after Connor Lloyd took a tripping penalty and David Bellucci an interference call. On the 5-on-3, Amherst draws first blood. So the interference call making this a 5-on-3 power play, which has got another minute 7 on it. To the point, holding it, Gilreath fakes it. Couple passes, score! Gilreath faked the shot, threw it past to the left side, it became tic-tac-toe. And with 8:29 to go in the first, Amherst draws first blood, they're up 1-0. David White on the goal. Patrick Daly credited with the lone assist, but Noah Gilreath should get a secondary one. That coming at the 11:31 mark, making it 1-0 Amherst. The official shot totals in the first period, Amherst had 11 in that first period. Middlebury had 6. Lone goal, as we just heard a moment ago there. David White scoring the goal in his 9th of the season. Daly getting one assist, and we're going to imagine Noah Gilreath will eventually be credited with the second assist on that one. And that's got our score where it is at the end of the first period. It's Amherst 1 and Middlebury 0. When we come back, we'll give you the out-of-town scoreboard. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Every day in Vermont, over 1,360 children are living away from their families in foster care. That's 1,360 babies and toddlers, school-age kids and teenagers. Kids living right here in your own community. During the past 18 months, addiction-related issues in Vermont have fueled a dramatic increase in the number of youth in custody. Many of these children are infants and toddlers. These children need supportive, loving foster parents to care for them. Foster parents who are willing to become part of a team, working toward reunifying the child with their parents when that can safely be accomplished. We need your help. We need homes for these children. Vermont children need you. Make a difference in your community, and remember, you can change a child's life for a day or for a lifetime. Learn more about how you can help at fostercare.vt.gov. That's fostercare.vt.gov. This message is from the Vermont Department for Children and Families.
Sponsored by Vermont DCF, aired by the Vermont Association of Broadcasters in this station.
There are many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Vergennes. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in our very competitive lending rates, low-fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your account. You'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union. Together, we are one. Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark.
Oh my gosh, Martin, I just can't make up my mind about what to do a commercial about. We have so many things in the store, it's just not hardware.
Yes, you're right.
I mean, we sell pots and pans and can openers and coffee makers, foams, dog food and cat food, grills and snowblowers, candles and light bulbs and puzzles.
Hey, hey.
And Kindles and TVs, gloves and hats, and I can't forget mittens.
Slow down.
Oh, and bath mats and shower curtains, maple syrup, pellets, paint and paint brushes, too, phones and bird food.
Clean.
And sleeping bags and tents, hoses and nozzles and ride-on toys. Oh, and we fix screens and windows and convert VHS tapes to DVD. We sell heaters and dog toys and lumber. Oh, my gosh.
Kathleen, I think you forgot something.
Well, I can't possibly list everything, Martin.
I think you forgot the kitchen sink.
Ugh, ahaha. Funny, Martin. For just what you need, even a kitchen sink, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and in Route 7 in Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Score here 1-0 after one period of play. This is the NHL version of the out-of-town scoreboard. And it is brought to you by Martin's True Value Hardware and Building Supply, West Street in Bristol, and Route 7 in Middlebury. There's a couple games going on in the National Hockey League. First, we'll look at any final scores that have gone on. No finals as of yet. A couple games in progress right now. St. Louis leads Buffalo leads St. Louis 3-2 late in the third period. Goal scorers Nicholas Baptiste, Evander Kane, and Ryan O'Reilly for the Sabres. Vladimir Tarasenko and Scotty Upshaw for the Blues. 3-2 with the net empty. 23 seconds to go in the third period in Buffalo. Detroit's got a 2-0 lead on Washington. 2:42 left in the second. Franz Nielsen's got his 11th. Tomas Tatar his 13th for Detroit. They lead Washington 2-0 late second period in Detroit. The Winnipeg Jets and Montreal Canadiens tied at 1. That is late second period at Bell Center. Andre Markov scored in the first period for Montreal. And in the second period, Joel Armia scoring for the Winnipeg Jets. That game tied at 1. Late stages of the second period in Montreal. Games going on later tonight. The Edmonton Oilers visit the Chicago Blackhawks. The New York Islanders at the New Jersey Devils. Ottawa Senators visiting the Toronto Maple Leafs. All those games are at 7 o'clock. At 8 p.m. start Eastern Time for the San Jose Sharks and Arizona Coyotes, as well as the Tampa Bay Lightning and Dallas Stars, and Nashville Predators and Minnesota Wild. 10 p.m. start for the Florida Panthers and Los Angeles Kings, as well as the Calgary Flames and the Vancouver Canucks. Those are all the NHL games right now. Do we now have a final going on in Buffalo? We do. The Buffalo Sabres have held on and defeated the St. Louis Blues by a final score of 3-2. Around NESCAC, well, because there's three other games going on in NESCAC as well. Williams leads Hamilton 1-0 in the battle for first place. Hamilton right now holding the top spot. We'll refresh that. Williams was up early on Hamilton 1-0, and that is now at the end of the first period. Williams won Hamilton 0 in that game. The lone goal scorer for Williams, who they win, will jump Hamilton for first place. The Williams goal scored by Alex Haggerty. So the Eaves have a 1-0 lead after one period of play. Connecticut College and Bowdoin scoreless at the end of the first period in a game that will not move anybody anywhere except for Connecticut College. And then Tufts and Colby also scoreless. That's after one period of play in Waterville, Maine. Later tonight, Wesleyan and Trinity. That is the NHL and NESCAC out-of-town scoreboard sponsored by Martin's True Value Hardware and Building Supply on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. 1-0 Amherst leads Middlebury here after one period of play. Shots on goal, as we had mentioned, 11 for Amherst, 6 for Middlebury in that period. Let's look at some of the other numbers. Faceoffs, Amherst won 12 out of 18 in that period. The big ones, Joey Lupo won 4 out of 5. Chris Roll, all 4 that he was in there for. Thomas Lindstrom, 4 out of 7 on the Middlebury end. Vinny Gisanti won 3 out of the 7 that he took. And then after that, Braden Quest, an uncharacteristic 0 for 4. Danny Jacobs, an 0 for 3. So Middlebury needing to pick up the faceoff percentages here as we go into the second period of play. That second period will come at you when we come back. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Stop bothering your sister. You heard me. Don't make me turn this car around. Okay, I'm counting to 10. 1, 2, 3, 3.5.
Ma'am, what do you think of the car so far?
Great. Just pretending my kids are in the back seat before the test drive. Can you hear me back there okay?
Loud and clear.
At Shearer Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac, they get it. Their job is to help you find the right vehicle, then make it affordable. It's really that simple. Family vehicles, your first vehicle, or the 100th that you're adding to your commercial fleet. They have exactly what you're looking for. Now is the time to get a great deal on an Acadia. Right now, lease a 2017 GMC Acadia SLE all-wheel drive for just $299 a month for 39 months. View their inventory and set up an appointment today at shearervt.com. GMC, we are professional grade. First payment due at signing. 39 month lease. 10,000 miles per year. Tax, title, license, and dealer fees extra. Must have competitive lease. Offer expires 2/28/2017. See dealer for details.
UVM Theater presents the award-winning musical Spring Awakening, February 23rd through March 5th in the Royal Tyler Theater.
A brilliant and unforgettable score by Duncan Sheik, Spring Awakening has emerged as a modern masterpiece that explores the longings and doubts, the fears and joys of a group of young people on their journey of self-discovery.
Spring Awakening has been called brave and haunting, spellbinding, and the best new musical in a generation.
Spring Awakening, a theatrical spectacle that fuses soaring vocals and uplifting rock and roll to create an exhilarating evening of theater like no other. Performances are February 23rd through March 5th. Get your tickets by calling 802-656-2094 or online at uvmtheater.org.
And experience the passion and power of Spring Awakening.
This is Panther Hockey on Addison County's WBTK. Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WBTK. This is where the Panthers play, 92.1 WBTK.
And to the tune of Led Zeppelin's Immigrant Song, both teams hitting nice here from the start of the second period. 1-0, Amherst with the lead. Middlebury will have carryover power play time of 44 seconds to start this second period. Both teams now finishing their warm-up skate. Middlebury will be going away from our broadcast vantage point here in the second period, wearing the navy blue uniforms trimmed in white. Amherst in the white jerseys and socks trimmed in purple and black. They're coming at our broadcast vantage point here in the second period. Vinny Gisanti to take the draw. Amherst controls the draw through Thomas Lindstrom. And dumped into the Panther zone. Back foot Bellucci. David Bellucci takes a look. Sends a pass on to the right wing side. Here's Travis Stevens. Further ahead for Conrad. Just couldn't reach that puck. Granara bumps Conrad. They both go tumbling down. Conrad and Granara now both back up. A board battle in the corner to the right. This one comes to the point, kicked out to center ice. And now here comes a shorthanded skate the other way. Onside, trying to split through and unable to do so, was Lindstrom. Lost the puck goes. Gisanti wins the foot race, sends it back to Bellucci. 2-1. Power play now over. Middlebury 0-1 with the man advantage. Back for it, Neary. Left wing pass and an onside one for Kachuk, who just couldn't hold on to it. Half boards and back into the Panther zone this goes. Skating around Will Vosepka. Vosepka still with it. Gets stumped by Bellucci, but sends a pass on a cycle down low for Chris Roll. Roll to our left. Sends back out to the point. A shot deflected wide. Rebound comes to the right side boards. Everything right in front of us now. Bellucci around the boards. Tied up there with McClellan. Puck players chop away at it. Comes almost a 3-on-3 support scrum. Eventually worked across, losing an edge near it. This allows Amherst to set up a shot tipped wide. Here goes McClellan the other way. 18:26, second period, 1-0 Amherst. McClellan all the way into the zone. Tried to drop one off before Kachuk could do so. Now they jam away in it. Kachuk comes over to lose puck. Down for McClellan. McClellan walks the goal line. Puts it back out to the point for Dawson. Dawson trying to put one towards goal. Save me, though. On a turnaround shot in front. Might have been just wide, possibly. But a dangerous opportunity for the Panthers. 2 minutes gone by here in the second. 1-0, I should say, Amherst. Here come Amherst College out the center. Trying to control a lagging puck there was Jack Fitzgerald. And right now, all tied up at the blue line. Trevor Turnbull comes in, sending it right back out to the neutral zone. Quickly the other way. Here's Johansson. His pass intercepted by McKee. Right wing side, Trevor Turnbull. Turnbull got Mitch Allen cutting to the net and just missed him. Mitch Allen in the left wing corner, tied up with a couple of Amherst players. Puck comes back out to center. Frank Cozzolino's got it. Cozzolino sends back into the Amherst zone. Picked up behind the net that time by Johansson. Around the boards it goes. Right side for the Panthers. The keep by Cozzolino, but it was a shot deflected, and Amherst comes the other way. An onside rush going around the net is Brenner. Centering pass blocked. Here's Bellucci. Bellucci gets hit hard that time by Austin Ho. Bellucci tried to pull him. And a penalty call coming up. I believe they're going to get Austin Ho on this one. And so Middlebury, beneficiaries of that call, will go back to the power play. Time and a penalty, 3 minutes even. So, Middlebury on the power play. Neary, Dawson on the left point. Pass down low. It's going to be sent up and into the Middlebury bench, getting a whistle. With 16:48 to go here in the second of a 1-0 Amherst lead. And so now the question remains, what in the world was called roughing is the call. Off the draw, Middlebury controlling. Dawson goes across the Neary. Backhands it for Stevens on the right wing boards. Sends down to the right corner, and a back pass from Neary is off the mark. Neary had come down. He was going to play along the walls. That's where the puck was, but the puck pass came back in a little more of a diagonal trajectory where Neary had been occupied. Back in the other way, Stevens quickly. Stevens dumps it into the corner, right wing side. Conrad goes in to help out as well. Now it becomes a big old board battle. Barreling in and putting the hit on that time was Granara. Puck works itself free for the moment, and everybody bouncing around again. Bumper car is going on in the corner. Middlebury player gets hauled down, no call, and you can hear him hollering. And now a whistle is blown, and we're trying to figure out what's going on. And I think they got Travis Stevens for a penalty. And one of the linesmen is Thomas Lindstrom was trying to go back. One of the linesmen stood his ground, and Lindstrom went down. And that's going to be a Middlebury penalty, and I'm not sure for what or why. But that'll eliminate the last 58 seconds of the power play. Time and a penalty, 4:02. And now a conference going on. Thomas Lindstrom is out there. Cannot see which Panther is. It looks like Neary. And what's the penalty going to be called? Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network, brought to you by Autumn Gold Jewelry. They have the Earth's most beautiful gifts. Main Street in Middlebury. So, with Imagine Dragons going on in the background, we're waiting to see what in the world is being called here. Andrew Neary getting an explanation from both referees. Faceoff's going to be in the Panthers zone. Travis Stevens for roughing. So, faceoff in the Middlebury zone. To the left of Brian Ketchabaugh. Still some conversations going on. Finally, we're ready to go. Allen to take the draw and wins it against Joey Lupo. Dawson tries to peel around, couldn't get to the loose puck. Worked free. Here's Lupo. Lupo shooting and a save made by Ketchabaugh. Tough shot and a tough save by Ketchabaugh. Here goes Dawson. Puck slid right off the stick. Then Dawson just runs over a man. And looks like the puck hit somebody in the Amherst bench. And that's why we got the whistle here. 15:38 to go. Second period. 1-0 Amherst with the lead. This the season finale for the Middlebury College Panthers, having not qualified for the NESCAC playoffs, which is unusual in itself. That's the first time Middlebury has not qualified for the NESCAC postseason tournament. Onside play here. Conlon, shot, pan, save, made, catch a ball. No rebound, loose, goes behind the net. It's Kachuk. Kachuk, well, it's back for Bellucci. Bellucci on ahead. Here goes Mark McClellan. McClellan, cross-ice pass. The offside is the pass was just beyond. And not able to get into play onside was Camille Kachuk. 15-16 to go. Second period, 1-0 Amherst. Interesting note, Amherst had a 1-0 shutout of Williams yesterday. And it was the first shutout, first career shutout for Connor Girard, who, mind you, he's a junior. And the first shutout for Amherst since January 15th of 2015. Around the wall and all the way down, and that will start off the Amherst power play now. I'll check that. January 8th, 2016. It was last season, a scoreless tie. Dave Cunningham, who's now an assistant coach with Amherst, got that last shutout until last night. And Connor Girard did it. Puck down behind the Middlebury cage. Working it is Festa. He's got it now, right left wing corner for them, right for us. Puck worked around on quick pass and shot. Nice save, catch a ball through a screen. The screen set up by Pat Daly. Stepping in, wrist shot and a glove save by catch a ball. Phil Johansson took two strides in, snapped one, but catch a ball ready for it. 14-10, second period, 12 seconds on the Amherst power play. They lead Middlebury 1-0 here in the Panthers season finale. Lindstrom to take the draw and wins it against McKay. To the point for a shot that's deflected wide. Cozzolino goes after it. He's tied up. McKay's got it. Sends it out to the neutral zone. Power play now over for Amherst. They are 1-for-4 with the man advantage. Loose McKay up but not out of the zone. Cozzolino goes around the net. Here's Dawson. And then Dawson passed on to the middle. It's intercepted and knocked back in offside. And we got a whistle with 13:43 to go in period number two. And Amherst leading 1-0. That other note, Amherst in the 2014-15 season as a team had 8 shutouts. And since then, 15-16-16, oh yeah, it was 2015, 15-16-16-17. And just 2 shutouts, including last night's. Ryan on goal, save, catch him on, he holds on. Off the turnaround shot from Jack Fitzgerald. 13:36 to go, second period, 1-0 Amherst. So the conversation dies down. Jimmy McKee will get ready to take this face off Joey Lupo at the other end for Amherst. To the left of Brian Ketchaball. Lupo wins it. A shot goes over the cage and off the glass. A loose puck that comes up and out to center. Ice slugged back in. Ketchaball slows it down. Actually stopped by net for Bellucci. Give it to Allen. Allen's pass across the middle for Joey Pacini. Pacini wearing number 10 in on the right wing side. Trying to put one in on the back end. He's wiped out the play. And now Amherst looks to come out in the other direction. An onside rush this time for Fitzgerald. Gets back to the point for a drive and a glove save by Ketchaball. And he holds on. Another blast from Johansson that time. 13:04 to go, second period. 1-0 Amherst with the lead. The lone goal, David White on the power play at 11:31 in the first period. Made it 1-0 in favor of Amherst. Amherst wins another draw. Shot deflected wide. Max Roach took that last draw. Roach now trying to get onto the loose puck, but it's turned over. Here goes McClellan the other way. Mark McClellan in across the Amherst line. Chips it into the corner. Going in after it is... It looked like it was Kachuk putting the hit on. Pressure coming the other way. Festa. He's thumped, but gets the pass off. An onside skate. Catch a ball. Makes the glove save on Max Roach. Gets the whistle. With 12:38 to go here in the second period. 1-0 Amherst. Middlebury College Hockey and the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. Brought to you by the National Bank of Middlebury. Offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs. Branches in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, Virgins, and online at mbmvt.com. Off the draw, Brendan Dawson's got it for Middlebury. Jasanti winning the faceoff. Jasanti's got it now. Wall pass going ahead. Conrad coming out to play it along as Ellison. A centering pass goes all the way through, and now Amherst comes out in the other direction. It's a two-on-two skate, now a three-on-three. A pass behind the stick of David White, and Middlebury goes the other way. Travis Stevens onside. Stevens on the right wing side. This all to our right, so we watch Middlebury skate away from us here in the second period. Puck now turned over. Amherst back in possession. Neutral zone play right in front of the Amherst bench to our left. Picked up and dealt with that time by number 23, Patrick Mooney. On the net, sent around the boards. Middlebury in possession. Travis Stevens knocked off of his stick. Amherst dumping it back into the Middlebury end. David Bellucci back. 11:42 to go. Second period. 1-0 Amherst leads here in the Middlebury hockey finale for the 2016-2017 season. Long pass. Losing an edge that time, but making the play is Trevor Turnbull. An onside jaunt. It sees the puck turn over right inside the blue line. And spinning it back out is P.J. Conlon. An onside skate the other way for Chris Roll. Roll trying to dump it down low. Turned it over to Trevor Turnbull. Turnbull's pass across. Picked up by Bellucci. Diagonal dish onto the stick of Danny Jacobs. Jacobs centers out in front. Getting wiped down on the play was Turnbull. That by Johansson. Puck in the right side corner. Picked up by Jacobs. Jacobs to a knee. Gets back up. He's in a board battle this time with Noah Gilreath. Puck goes around to the left wing side. Neary on the keep. Sends down low. A turnaround shot blocked off. Mitch Allen couldn't control. Nor could Danny Jacobs. And out comes Amherst. It's a 3-on-2 now. Nice play by Bellucci twice to break up passes. A third on a trailing shot. Save made by Ketchabaugh. And he holds on. Two passes across were blocked by Bellucci, but then that second one deflected right into the path of Noah Gilreath, who wristed on, that was Tyler Granara, who wristed on goal and got the save out of Ketchabaugh. 10:37 here in the second, 1-0 Amherst. And off the tie-up, Amherst controls. Sent down low to Pat Daly. Daly loses the puck. Turnbull, Dawson goes off the half-boards and out the center. Amherst in a retreat right now. Sends a pass on a pan. Now they're attacking. A sharp angle shot in the blue. Ketchabaugh might have gotten a piece of. Behind it goes to Daly. Pat Daly tied up with Jimmy McKee in the corner right in front of us. Puck popped up in the air. Glove down by Dawson. Dawson gets wiped out that time by Daly. Puck still battled for behind the net before Jimmy McKee comes away with the penalty call coming up. And it's both Frank Cozzolino and Pat Daly will both go off, so matching minors can come at 10:01 here in the second period, and Amherst leading 1-0. He's into the penalty box, as we said, goes Daly and Cozzolino. I believe they were both assessed roughing minors. But we'll verify that in just a moment. Or not. Daly just got a boarding. And a rough for Cozzolino. So the matching minors keep it. It's actually 4-on-4. Puck dumped into the zone. Picked up around. And now Amherst looking to come out with it. Pass diagonal is going to be right onto the stick of David Bellucci, who sends down low. Back for it, Noah Gilreath. Gilreath takes a look, wants to measure out his options here in this 4-on-4 jaunt. Gilreath starts out on his left side. Here's a pass on off to the left wing. Moving into the zone onside is Joey Lupo. Lupo tied up. Now it's a board battle, 2-on-2. Everybody just digging away at the puck. Finally, Lupo worked it free. Stevens onto the loose puck, trying to get it up and out the center, and does. Moving ahead with this one is Allen. Allen centered it. A return pass is blocked down. Still behind the net, Dawson. Dawson centered it out front. Nobody home. Picked up and skidded around by Mitch Allen. His shot knocked aside into the corner by Ellison. 8:42 second period. 40 seconds to go in the matching minors. 1-0 Amherst with the lead. Glad you can join us here for the Middlebury hockey season finale on the One Credit Union Panthers radio network. Brett Luthner here at Oral Rink. Middlebury in possession of the puck right now, coming out of their own end. Skating away from us here in the second period, Danny Jacobs moves into the zone, gets stood up. Puck put down low. Now a tie-up between Jacobs and Gilreath. Back to the point. It's McKee. His shot knocked aside, or watched aside, I should say, by Ellison. Rebound in the left wing corner for Middlebury. Puck turned over, though, and Amherst looks to skate out with it. Final seconds of the matching minors. Both teams will get a man back here, and a whistle is blown. Offside is the call. 7:59, second period, 1-0 Amherst. Middlebury College Hockey and the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network, brought to you by LaBerge Insurance Agency. Washington Street in Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance. A neutral zone faceoff to ensue. Braden Quest in the draw. Lost at that time to Max Roach, who goes in on the forecheck. Neary and Roach tie up. Puck works itself free to Festa. Festa goes around. Sends back to the point. The hold and the shot is deflected wide. That time by Esposito. Rebound down low and a save made. Now it's Roach again. Max Roach still with it. Roach, a backhander, just calmly stick the side by Ketchuball. Down behind again. Everybody board battling for this right now. Still the tie up before Andrew Neary comes away with it. Neary gets hit after he makes the pass. Wanted a penalty call. Didn't get one. An onside play and a dump in. Going in after this is Chris Roll. Roll around the net. Slams on the brakes. Puts behind the net yet again. With it, Conley. Back to the point for a shot that's wide. Rebound, Roll, and the boards to our right. Everything to the near side to us. Now picked up by David Bellucci. Bellucci, long pass, finds his man. That man dumping into the zone in the form of Mark McClellan. Then goes in on the forecheck. Big hit put on there. Check that, 6:47 and counting. Second period, 1-0 Amherst with the lead. Into the Middlebury zone onside with it, Conlon. Centered out in front. The catcher ball is just going to cover and hold on to. With 6:38 to go in period number two. And Amherst with a 1-0 lead. Panthers, after this game, will head back home. Start the whole process of cleaning out lockers and stuff. Is this one? Puck gets stuck up in the netting. An interesting spot for it. It's just hanging right now in the netting that protects, everybody here on the balcony. That's half in, half out. So a new puck comes into play. Off the draw, puck put behind, and near the whistle. And so we'll do it all again. Face off to the right of Brian Ketchuball. Controlled by Jasanti, who won the right to himself. Gives a pass to Stevens on the right wing side. Stevens moves in his pass. He fanned on the pass attempt. Jasanti now ties up in the corner. Trying to work it free. Vinny Jasanti in battle with a couple of Amherst players. Still they dig away at it. Now it becomes a 2-on-2 battle. 3-on-3 battle now. Everybody digging in. A couple players peel off. Just the rugby scrum continues along the boards. 6 minutes to go in the second period. 1-0 Amherst. A crunching check put on by Conrad, but the play is made. Amherst looking to come out the center, and they will. A chip into the zone that time by Mooney. Puck goes behind the net. Centered out in front. Casolino was there waiting for it. And Dane Jacobs goes the other way. Jacobs in an onside rush. Has chopped off his stick by Noah Gilreath. Around the net it goes. Still behind Panthers control. Pasolino at the point. His shot. The screen goes wide. The rebound comes up and out to center. Retreating is Bellucci. David Bellucci. Looks driving pass on the right side. That's easily intercepted. And shot saved. Catchable and he holds on off the intercepted shot from David White, who's got the game's lone goal here. 1-0 Amherst with 5:16 to go in the second period. Faceoff will come to the right of Brian Ketchabaugh. Going around with this one, Bellucci. There's a pass on to Joey Pacini, who braces for a hit. This goes all the way down for icing. Pacini saw a hit coming from Jack Fitzgerald and might have hurried to pass just a shade. And so now a faceoff coming in the Panthers zone with 5:05 to go in the second. Middlebury College Hockey, the one creating your Panther Radio Network, brought to you by LeBurge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. LeBurge equals insurance. Ketchabaugh made a save off the faceoff. The rebound in the corner to our left. Two-on-two board battle. Still they tie up and push along before the puck works itself free. Trying to get it out near. He couldn't quite do so. Still worked along. The puck goes behind the net now. Trying to move around with this one is Lupo. He's tied up with Bellucci. Jacobs comes in to help out, extracts the puck away from Brenner. Now, but Brenner backtracking, retrieves. Neutral zone and a dump in. Back for it, Neary. Neary takes a look, sets up, passes a long one up the middle. Onto the stick of Vinny Gesanti. Gesanti leaves off a wrist shot, save made by Ellison, and he holds on. Adam Ellison, square to that shot. 4:10 to go, second period. 1-0 Amherst. Face off to the left of goaltender Adam Ellison. So shots have been one-sided in favor of Amherst here. 24-10. This is a cross-corner dump-in after hard Cozzolino ties up there with Festa. Worked the puck along the boards. Now finally comes to the head of Jimmy McKee. On to Camille Tkachuk. Tkachuk into the Amherst zone. Backhand shot, save made. And a rebound loose and corralled by Amherst. F-boards it out to center. Trying to chip it ahead a little bit further. P.J. Conlon couldn't do so. Here's McKee the other way. His shot, save made by Ellison. And a centering pass that Ellison has to be wise to and holds on. With 3:29 to go here, second period, 1-0 Amherst still with the lead. Middlebury College Hockey and One Credit Union Panther Radio Network, brought to you by Foster Motors, home of the We Care People, Route 7 in Middlebury. A face-off to the left of Adam Ellison here. But the Panthers control. Loose puck comes out to center, going back for it, Bellucci. Cross ice, and the attempted pass by Neary is blocked down, but a second effort gets to Stevens. Back to Bellucci. Left wing side for Neary. Neary puts it up off the linesman, and then back in offside, and we get another whistle and some conversation going on afterwards. 3:11, second period here in the Middlebury season finale. Amherst leads 1-0. Off in the neutral zone right in front of the Amherst bench. Then Gesanti in to take the draw against Chris Roll. And Gesanti wins it. Bellucci on off for Stevens. Stevens trying to get into the zone, tied up with a man. That man being Patrick Mooney. Around the boards it goes, and now in the left wing corner. Stevens in after it. Tied up again with Mooney. Works it on free to Gesanti. Back to the point, Bellucci tried to send it in. It's deflected off a leg and out to center. Back eventually into his own end is Andrew Neary. behind his own net, leaves it for Bellucci. Bellucci pressure coming on. Neary sends it around the boards. Or Bellucci sent it around the board to out of reach of Neary. Centering pass out in front, missed the mark. And in the other direction goes Conrad. A pass to Travis Stevens on the right side. Stevens back. Conrad try to hit the post with the shot. Greg Conrad with the opportunity rings it off the iron. Now here comes the shot the other way and a save made by Ketcherbaugh. Frank Cozzolino picks up the loose puck. Sends a pass on up ahead. It's intercepted. Spinning out of a check that time was Lindstrom. And Amherst in control of the puck here. 2:04 to go. Second period. 1-0 Amherst. A centering pass deflected. Out to the point it comes. First shot blocked down by Dawson. Gisanti sends a pass to Trevor Turnbull. Just couldn't catch up to it. Back in his zone end, Phil Johansson sends a pass on up the right wing boards. And now a 2-on-2 coming the other way. Wrist shot save. Catch a ball. And the rebound won't be had because the Amherst player goes barreling into the net. That time it was Thomas Lindstrom. 1:43 to go. Second period. 1-0 Amherst with the lead. And afterwards, Lindstrom, a little tap for Brian Ketcherbaugh, who returns the favor. Faceoff's going to stay in the zone. With one, oh, there's going to be a penalty call. That's the reason why. I thought it was going to come out, but no, that's not the case. There is a infraction that has been assessed. Middlebury will be killing one off here. Common penalty, 18-17. Shot's going to be gloved by Ketcherbaugh. Mitch Allen gets a hooking call. So this being power play number 6 for Amherst. They're 1-for-5. And this one gets slugged all the way down to the Amherst zone. Back for it, Gilreath. Oh, Gilreath sets up behind his own net and leaves a pass off. And now the Amherst breakout commences. Gilreath on the right wing side comes across the middle. Sends it on a hard around. Trying to catch up to it. Lindstrom eventually does. Thomas Lindstrom sends for White down low. Lindstrom back out to the point. Touch passes. There's a diagonal one by Festa that's blocked off. Rebound loose. Conrad picking up the loose puck and sends it up and out to center. Quickly spinning around with this one is White. Sends back into the Panthers zone. 47 seconds to go in the second period. Minute 2 on the power play. 1-0 Amherst. To the point, the hole. The shot deflected into the netting. And we get a stoppage of play with 38.6 seconds to go here in period number 2. And Amherst still with a 1-0 lead. Of course, we'll recap the first 2 periods of play and bring you the out-of-town scoreboard for our second intermission, which will happen in game time 38 seconds from now. Off the draw, controlled by Amherst. Pass across, the hole by Johansson. Right wing circle, top of it. Johansson sends down low, the pass back out, but when the whistle is blown, the net comes off again. And the referees will make sure that the anchors are in properly. And now we're having some problems with the one anchor down there. Now it looks like everything's okay. Face off to the left of Brian Ketcherbaugh. Needs Asante to take it against Roll. And now Roll just gets kicked out of the circle. Coming in PJ Conway. And Asante wins the draw clean. Around the boards it goes, trying to move it out. As Dawson couldn't do so the first time. He gets some help from his friends, that being the person of Gisanti, and sends all the way down. 10 seconds to go here in the second period. Ellison sends it around and out of danger. Final 5 of the period. Panthers create the turnover. A shot knocked aside by Ellison. And that's the way the second period will come to an end. Only one goal has been scored in this game, and it came all the way back in the first period at the 11:31 mark. Shots on goal in the second period as soon as we get them across here. Shots and goal in the second period. Oh, Amherst had a lot in that one. After there was an 11-6 mark in the first period, Amherst 17 shots and Middlebury with 7. Our score at the end of two periods, it's Amherst College 1 and Middlebury College nothing. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance in a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer's always-right guaranteed. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white-glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7 South in Middlebury.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
To the Batmobile, we need more Batman Legos. Can't get enough of the Batman Lego movie? Village Gifts has Batman Lego minifigures, Batman large and small Lego sets, Spider-Man, Wonder Woman, Superman, and other superhero sets. Village Gifts, Route 15, Jericho.
You're sure to drive in style, mile after mile, when you join the team, Team Deniker.
It's Tom Deniker. Sometimes luck isn't always on your side. Maybe you're recently divorced, lost your job, had an illness in the family, lost your home, declared bankruptcy, or had a vehicle repossessed. In other words, you have really poor credit or no credit. Well, my friends, your luck is about to change. You need a vehicle. No problem. Here's how you get 100% guaranteed credit approval at Deniker Chevrolet. Visit us at Deniker Chevrolet, ask for Brett or David, and ask about 100% guaranteed credit approval. You can come in today and drive out in a vehicle today. We make Deniker deals, and we make you smile. At Deniker Chevrolet, we make it happen. Visit us at Route 7 South in Middlebury, at Deniker Vergennes, or DenikerChevrolet.com.
Deniker Chevrolet.
Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
1-0 the score at the end of two periods of play here between Middlebury and Amherst. And the only goal in this game came back in the first period. And that would be courtesy on the 5-on-3 power play of David White. So the interference call making this a 5-on-3 power play, which has got another minute 7 on it. To the point, holding it, Gilreath fakes it. Couple passes, score! Gilreath faked the shot, throw pass to the left side, it became tic-tac-toe. And with 8:29 to go in the first, Amherst draws first blood, they're up 1-0. That goal was David White scoring his 9th of the season. Daly and it will be eventually Gilreath getting a secondary assist coming at 11:30. 1-0 Amherst the lead after one. Same thing, 1-0 Amherst the lead after two. Shots on goal in the second period. Shots on goal in the first period was in favor of Amherst 11-6. In the second period, 17-7 in favor of Amherst. Two period totals, 28-13 in favor of the purple and white. They have a 2-1 lead over Middlebury after two periods of play. When we come back, we'll run down those out-of-town scores for you again. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
It's the President's Day sales event at Foster Motors in Middlebury. Lease the 2017 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo 4x4, $239 a month for 36 months and $29.99 down. February is Ram Truck Month. Lease the 2017 LD Quad Express 4x4 V6, only $149 a month for 24 months with $24.99 down. All leases with approved credit. Visit Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors...
How many times have you really felt good about the financial institution you deal with? The people who use all the varied services at One Credit Union on Green Street in Vergennes do. It might be because One Credit Union is known for their unmatched personal service. This service is provided by people you like to work with, not by people you have to work with. Low-fee banking services provided by people you like. It all adds up to One Credit Union. If your bank doesn't add up to that, it's time for a change. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union. Together we are one.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Have trees blocking your view or just a property and you need it cleaned for building lots? Lathrop's can clear the land for many uses like scenic views, roads, even pasture reclamation. They can cover a lot of land in a minimal amount of time. With over 60 years of experience, they can handle all your land clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
There's a beautiful furniture store in Middlebury that you have to check out. It's Woodware Fine Furniture. They have dining and living room sets in gorgeous woods like cherry, maple, and oak. Chairs, sofas, bedding, and great varieties of all. Or if you don't see it there, just ask Drew and he can probably get it for you. Woodware also provides shipping and delivery. You've probably seen the Woodware truck. It's everywhere. Woodware Fine Furniture. Handmade, woodcrafts, toys, and fine furniture for 30 years. Woodware, Route 7 South, Middlebury.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
1-0 Amherst after two periods of play. This is the out-of-town NESCAC scoreboard, sponsored by Monument Farms, the family-owned dairy in Weybridge. We'll give you the NESCAC scores first in this period. Hamilton leads Williams 2-1 in a battle for first place. That's at the end of the second period. Over there at Sage Rink in Clinton. Williams had the 1-0 lead after one. Hamilton scoring twice. Haggerty got the goal in the first period. Stickle and their city getting the goals for Hamilton in the second. So right now, the Continentals, if they hold on to that result, will claim first place overall in the regular season. Leading Williams 2-1, end of two. End of two in Brunswick, Maine. Connecticut College and Bowdoin are tied at one. That one at Watson Arena. Both teams scoring in the second period. Dylan Chase from Camels and Ronnie Lustin for the Polar Bears. 1-1 Connecticut College and Bowdoin after two periods of play. 4 minutes left to go in the second. Tufts leading Colby 2-1 in Waterville. Not have goal scorers in that one, but it's a 2-1 game for Tufts with 4 minutes to go in the second period in that game. Later tonight, Wesleyan visiting Trinity in the last game of the regular season for those two teams. And later tonight, Middlebury and Williams will get together in women's ice hockey. That's in Williamstown, Massachusetts. Last night, the Middlebury women won 2-0 over Williams at Kenyon Arena on senior night for the Middlebury girls in last night's game. NHL scoreboard, while we have the moment or three. Again, earlier, Buffalo defeated St. Louis 3-2. Baptiste, Kane, and O'Reilly for Buffalo. Tarasenko and Upshaw for St. Louis. Two games going on right now. And they're both in the third period. Winnipeg leads Montreal 3-2. Markov scoring for the Canadiens, but then Armia in the second period and Matthew Perreault in the third period for Winnipeg has given the Jets a 2-1 lead on the Canadiens late in the third. About 5 minutes to go in that one. Detroit a 2-1 lead on Washington. That's also in the third period about 7 minutes ago. Brad Danielson and Thomas Tatar scoring for Detroit. And Washington got one back. Zach Sanford. And he got one back for Washington. 2-1 to score there. The other games later tonight. Edmonton at Chicago. New York Islanders at New Jersey. Ottawa at Toronto. There's your Hockey Night in Canada game. San Jose at Arizona. Tampa Bay at Dallas. Nashville at Minnesota. Florida at Los Angeles. And Calgary at Vancouver. That is the SCAC and M-Town scoreboard sponsored by Monument Farms, the family-owned dairy in Weybridge. Our score at the end of two periods of play here. It's 1-0 Amherst with the lead. And gets me to thinking one last tour of everything else in NCAA Division III. We'll see what other scores have been reported on some of the various avenues of nothing much. Salve Regina's got a 4-2 lead and a 2 there and a count up 3-0 on Becker early in the third. Salve Regina's leading Western New England at 4-2. St. Anselm down to Assumption 3-2. That is end of 2. Adrian up 3-1 on St. Scholastica. Plattsburgh is at Brockport. It's a 4 p.m. start. They've just gotten underway. They're probably in the first period in that one. St. Michael's up on Stonehill 1-0. Concordia, Wisconsin. Northland scoreless. Curry and Nichols also scoreless. And a bunch of games take place later on tonight. Officially, the last game to finish tonight will be Wisconsin Superior, Wisconsin Stout. And then a couple other rescheduled games will come up before everybody starts getting into their conference tournaments. The WEAC semifinals start next Friday, and NESCAC quarterfinals, of course, starting next Friday night as well. Our score here at the end of 2, Middlebury 1 and Amherst nothing. I should say Amherst 1 and Middlebury nothing. Third period action when we return. You're listening to the Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
MoMA Trailer Sales, quality you can tote, for people in the know. Great customer care, anytime, anywhere, we're always behind you. MoMA Trailer Sales.
MoMA Trailer Sales announces the grand opening now going on at their new, unique, one-of-a-kind indoor showroom at 60 Trade Road, Plattsburgh. MoMA Trailer Sales knows that purchasing a camper should be something more than just clicking on a button, so they brought the camping experience to you at their new indoor showroom at 60 Trade Road. Browse all the popular floor plans from the industry's most reputable manufacturers at MoMA Trailer Sales' new indoor location, 60 Trade Road. You'll find huge savings on all new and used travel trailers, fifth wheels, hybrids, and pop-ups, along with special financing for qualified buyers. And to their friends north of the border, you'll get more for your Canadian dollar at MoMA Trailer Sales, now with their new showroom, 60 Trade Road, Plattsburgh, just off I-87, exit 38 West.
MoMA Trailer Sales.
It's the President's Day sales event at Foster Motors in Middlebury. Lease the 2017 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo 4x4, $239 a month for 36 months and $29.99 down. February is Ram Truck Month. Lease the 2017 LD Quad Express 4x4 V6, only $149 a month for 24 months with $24.99 down. All leases with approved credit. Visit Foster Motors Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors,
we have!
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
We're back here at Orr Rink. Regular season finale for the Middlebury Panthers. As they trail 1-0 to Amherst College as we get set to start the third period of play. Both teams back out on the ice. The start of this third period. Middlebury will be skating at our broadcast vantage point here in the third period. Middlebury, of course, in the navy, trimmed out in white. Amherst going away from us here in the third period. They are in white jerseys, trimmed in purple and black. For the puck drop. There is carryover power play time. 17 seconds for Amherst. And we are underway here. Third period. Amherst and Middlebury. The regular season, the season finale overall for the Middlebury Panthers here in the 2016-17 campaign. Put around and back out into the neutral zone. Losing an edge that time. We're wiping out. It was Lindstrom. Walk around the boards, and the Panthers look to chop it out the center and eventually almost do. Stand up. Puck stays in for a moment. Power play now over. Nobody's killed another one off. Dumped into the Amherst zone. Quickly sent back out. Only for the moment. Intercept neutral zone. Middlebury in possession yet again. Out of play right in front of the benches right now. Off to our left, Tyler Granara. Tried to set him one, couldn't do so. It's rejected the other way. Travis Stevens down on the forecheck. Around the net it goes. Picking it up is Chris Rohl. Right wing pass. Oh, what a big hit put on by Brendan Dawson. The receiver of that hit was PJ Conlin. Now into the neutral zone. Dawson just lined him up and hit him hard. Onside play here for the Panthers. Shot goes over to Cage of Ellison. Funny hop off the stanchion behind the net. Puck around the boards on the left side to us and eventually comes out to center. Onside with a skate here. Conlin. Conlin goes around the net. Got chopped off his stick by Bellucci. Left wing side and the Panthers get it out to center through Neary. Intercepted and sent right back in by Johansson. 18:15 to go, third period, 1-0 the score. Amherst with the lead. Long pass chipped in by Mitch Allen. Set up behind the net. Ellison plays it on the backhand around the boards. Off to our left, right in front of us here from our broadcast vantage point on the second floor balcony here at Orr Rink. Slot shot is blocked off. And another one goes wide. Rebound bounces on the back of the net. Turnbull kicks it free and onto the stick of Jack Fitzgerald. A bouncing puck out to center. Away goes Austin Ho the other way. Austin Ho, it's a shot right on goal. Just going to roll the catch ball and he holds on. 17:41 to go. Third period. 1-0. Amherst with the lead. Amherst will go on to the NESCAC playoffs. They'll be one of the lower seeds and have to play on the road. So this is their home finale. No more games here at Orr Rink for them. Middlebury's season ends today. And it comes. This is Giusanti. Trying to pass for Stevens. It's off the mark. Goes all the way down. No icing. Retreating for this one and sending it around the boards. Granara. On it is Festa. Goes up the wall. That goes all the way down. No icing as well. Cozzolino back. Sends a pass off the wall behind the net. Eventually to Conrad. He chips it to Stevens, and he chips it into the zone. Chip and chase variety. Stevens in there first. Bumped there by Esposito. Stevens goes down. Conrad does as well. But he still centers a pass that's knocked aside. Stevens then puts it down low. Conrad on the cycle. Now it's Brendan Dawson. His stunning pass easily intercepted by Esposito, who's in the right place at the right time, sent all the way down. This will be icing against Amherst, and we get a whistle. 16:45 to go, third period. 1-0 Amherst. Face off to Chum, deep in the Amherst zone. Face off, controlled in the corner by Amherst. They look to come out the center and do. Brenner. Stanley Brenner. Right wing pass and a chip into the zone by David White. Line change on for Amherst. They complete it off the icing. Pass is off the mark and a shot goes wide. A hard shot taken by Pat Daly. Had catch a ball going into the splits for a moment. It was off the mark. Now here comes Neary. Neary shooting and a blocker save by Ellison. Rebound loose, bounces up and all the way down. This will not be icing as that puck just wobbled and lost legs, so to speak. On the net now, it's Neary. Neary lost the puck on a good hard forecheck. However, that's stripped off the stick of Pat Daly. Around the boards it goes, and now to the left side, right wing side for the Panthers as they skate at us here in the third period. 15:47 to go in the third, 1-0 Amherst. Puck down in the Middlebury zone. Roll, puts it back across ice, picking it up now is MJ Klein. His shot knocked aside, catch up on a rebound, loose in the slot, and swept away. Half boards, couple times linesman had to duck from a clearing attempt. Second one does get all the way down. Amherst back in possession, only momentarily. Panthers regained through the person of Danny Jacobs. Jacobs, pass on the left wing side. Going in after it is Pacini. First one on Adam Ellison. Centered around the boards. Bunching hit put on along those boards. Broken stick on the ice as well. Here's Jacobs. Jacobs slams on the brakes. Moving around on the boards to our left. Puts down low on a cycle. Now becomes a two-on-two battle. Coming away with the Gilreath. He turned it over. And Allen. Pass across is off the mark. And skating the other way with it is Will Vosepka. Vosepka in the zone. He makes a shot. A save made by Ketchabal. Here come the Panthers on the rebound. Two or three on three now the other way. In with speed and a save made by Allison. Rebound score! I believe Joey Pacini jammed that horn home in front, but with 14:34 to go in the third, Middlebury is tied it at one. That was a hard drive to the net that time by Mitch Allen. It drove hard. The save was made, and I'm not sure if Allen got to it or Pacini did, but the puck put home, game tied at one. A huge goal for Middlebury. And so, in front out the other end, score! Puck just bounced off a stick in front, and no sooner did Middlebury tie the game than Amherst gets the lead right back. Happened so fast at the other end after Pacini scored at the 5:26 mark. His second of the season, and now Amherst gets the lead immediately as Fitzgerald puts it home. 14 seconds apart. And now Amherst starting to move around the zone again. This one knocked off. And the Panthers gain the Amherst zone. That's the way it goes sometimes. And now here goes Johansson the other way. We have a pass on the right wing side for a Joey Lupo shot that was blocked down. The key on a knee. Puck chopped along and down into the corner. Lupo back to the point. Renara. Put down low, a shot deflected, and a save made by Ketchabal. And in the corner on the left side. This one comes up and out, so Well, we'll get to the particulars in a moment. Stick save by Ellison. Rebound into the corner. Battle four. Centering pass by Tkachuk. Knocked down. Bound is collected by Turnbull. Trevor Turnbull with a nice move. Nearly corralled it for the shot. Slid off the stick to Tkachuk. Tkachuk tried to center one. Couldn't get it. Now check with Jacob. Tried to center. Couldn't get it. There it goes all the way down. Back for it, Bellucci. 12:55, third period, and a fast-moving third period. 2-1 Amherst. Precise pass. So now 2-1 as Middlebury tries to send it. And again, missed pass, and all the way down. It'll be icing. To recap for you, the scoring plays here in the third period. Joey Pacini from Mitch Allen at the 5:26 mark, only to have Jack Fitzgerald from Joey Lupo at 5:40. So two goals, 14 seconds apart. And we're right back to a one-goal Amherst lead. Sent all the way down, and now Amherst in possession again. A.J. Klein, his pass off the mark. The regather, and now the Panthers look to break it into the Amherst zone. A bouncing puck, Klein on it. Lost it to Mitch Allen. Allen then lost it on the check. David White comes away with it. Pass across the middle. There's a rush for Daly. Daly, a backhand shot save made by Ketchaball. The rebound in the corner. To the point, collecting Gilreath. Gilreath's shot deflected up and out of play, and we get a whistle. 11:58 to go in the third. 2-1 to score. Amherst leads. Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. Brought to you by Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. Off this draw. Collected, and out come the Panthers. Left wing side and an onside rush for Conrad. Conrad trying to center it. Good job defensively by Johansson to block that avenue off. Rebound now behind the net. Conrad, all this right in front of us. Chopped off his stick, sending it around the wall. His roll coming out through center, and this time is Conlin. Conlin onside. Now a 2-on-1. Conlin moves in. Conlin save made the catch a ball, and they're going to wave off the rebound going in. With 11:30 to go in the third, still 2-1. And the faceoff will come in the zone to the left of Brian Ketchaball. Face-off. Now everybody's set. Lupo to take the draw for Amherst. Doing it against Jimmy McKee, and McKee wins it back. Sent up and down to Panthers. Long pass ahead for Steve. Check that. That's McClellan who chips into the zone. Back out of Granara. Sends it back around the boards. Austin Ho now on it. His pass ahead, Joey Lupo. Center ice, and the Panthers regather. There's a 2-on-3 rush the other way from Middlebury. A backhand save made by Ellison. Tough shot there by McClellan. Down the boards it goes. A bouncing puck corralled, and Austin Ho gets it out to center. On the loop up. Cross ice for Fitzgerald. Rising shot. It's going to be gloved and held on to by Brian Ketchaball. 10:45 to go in the third. 2-1 Amherst with the lead. Face off to the left of Brian Ketchaball. And the Panthers control momentarily. Down low, breakaway opportunity, score! In front, I believe that was Stanley Brenner, who just got a... It was a chopped puck that Brenner picked up and was able to have a mini breakaway. He dekes out Ketchaball with 10:38 to go in the third. Amherst leads 3-1. 9, 22, time and a goal. Brenner getting it. And now Middlebury has to climb from two goals down here. Puck around, and it comes out to center. Collected it back in. Roach almost had it. Knocked off his stick to lay it offside. Now going to be wiped down. Brenner's third goal of the season. Around Mineta, centering pass out in front, and a save made by Ellison off the shot from Jacobs. Goes all the way down. Here's a chance again. Score! Pat Daly, another quick strike breakaway. With 9:57 to go in the third, it's now 4-1 Amherst. Back-to-back breakaways on catch-a-ball. Daly picking up his 12th. And this one's starting to get away from Middlebury. It's so tight for so well for so long in this game, and then all of a sudden when that goal 14 seconds after the equalizer was scored, the momentum had swung as this one goes out of play, getting a stoppage in play. 9:42 to go in the third. 4-1 now. Amherst with the lead. We'll recap the goals for you in just a second. Neutral zone faceoff. These are reading. Brenner from Roach and then Daly unassisted. So it's now 4-1. And those two goals came, what was that, 39 seconds apart. It's been those quick strike goals that have gotten Middlebury, especially in the second half of the season. An onside skate for Conlin. Couldn't catch up to the puck, goes behind the net. And now Cozzolino. A couple touch passes. Here goes Travis Stevens. Stevens, an onside play for the senior. His shot deflected, goes behind the net. Bruce in the corner, centering pass, knocked down in front. And now this one's away. Down into the Middlebury end. Puck turn behind the net. And this one comes loose for a shot that goes wide. A catch-a-ball is Cage. 8:36 to go, third period. 4-1, and now a whistle behind the play. We get a stoppage with 8.5 to go in the third. Middlebury College Hockey and the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network, brought to you by Woodware Fine Furniture, offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Route 7 South in Middlebury. Travis Stevens has played so well in these last 9-10 games. Graduating in 3 years as a shot saved by catch-a-ball and held on to. Yeah, that's the remarkable part about that. Getting his degree in 3 years. Looking to get into the financial sector after graduation. I wouldn't put him past him going to graduate school either. That's for sure. This one comes up and out of the zone. Back for it. Sending across now Gillies. That pass intercepted, but just offside. 8:03 to go in the third. 4-1 Amherst here in the Middlebury season finale. It'll be a neutral zone face-off here, which we'll see Dane Jacobs and Max Roach get into the circle. Jacobs wins it. Pacini goes back. Dawson trying to control. Loses it. A rising shot save. Catch a ball, and he holds on. And the game is slowed down a little bit. Not counting yet. 7:54 to go, third period. 4-1 the score. Now off the tie-up. It's battled for in the corner, and now eventually behind the net. To the point, Arista from Johansson knocked down. Puck goes into the corner yet again. Roach in after it. Max Roach tied up there with Brendan Dawson. Puck works free and out to center. Panthers with it. 7:28 to go in their season. Penalty call coming up against Middlebury. Looks like it's going to be Jacobs. And it'll go. And it's never good when you see a conference. Time and a penalty, 12:34. So Jacobs gets the two-minute penalty. Amherst to the power play. It'll be their seventh. They're 1-for-6. Buck hard around the boards. And out. Back, set up back behind by Ellison. Gathered by Mooney. Patrick Mooney just needs a little drop off, and away goes Roll. Chris Roll in across the Panther line. Another drop pass. Eventually to the stick of Conlin. Conlin left wing side. Puts it back to the left point. Bernard. Slap pass down low. Gathered. Centered out in front and then slammed around the boards. Picking it up at the right point. Johansson spins out of some pressure. Johansson still with it. Shot goes wide of the net. Rebound. He is loose but still in possession of Amherst. Top of the line now. Mooney. Sent down low. It's intercepted and off the half board. Sent all the way down. Minute to go on the power play. And now 6:19 and counting to go. Third period. The Middlebury season coming to an end. They're down 4-1. The move in shorthanded. Here is a shot by Stevens that goes wide. The rebound comes up and out of the zone onto Pat Daly's stick. Daly had a slide off that stick and it's sent all the way down by Cozzolino. Played down low, and now here comes Amherst again. Lindstrom. Thomas Lindstrom, an onside rush. Lindstrom, a little toe drag move. It's knocked off his stick. All comes back to the point, kept in there by Gilreath. Gilreath tried to send down low, instead it's swatted back out to center. Neutral zone play here for Amherst. Five to go on the power play. 5:28 and counting. Third period, 4-1 Amherst leads. Power play now over, and then a pass up the wall and all the way down. Gathered by Granara. Quickly ahead to Daly. Daly on the right wing side. Couldn't control. Rolling puck. Picked up by Neary. Andrew Neary, another one of these three seniors on the ice for Middlebury. Neary, the captain of this team. He's sent all the way down. No icing. And now in the corner. Around it goes Mitch Allen. Allen checked hard that time. No penalty call. Allen goes down. He was hit by Joey Lupo. And Allen's face cage hit the glass. And we get a stoppage of play with 4:44 to go in the third. 4-1 Amherst. Middlebury College Hockey and a One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network brought to you by Lathrop Forest Products. For more than six generations, Lathrop Forest Products has been proudly serving landowners with a full array of logging and land clearing services. Their professional crew is dedicated to helping clients in logging and timber management. Lathrop Forest Products, South Street in Bristol. Off the draw, puck comes around the wall. Captain Andrew Neary is out there at one defense. As the shifts tick down in his collegiate career, rolls right on to Brian Ketchabaugh, and he holds on. Neary. Still looking to put the prospects together for his future jobs, looking for a job in finance. Of Middlebury Campus Storage, as well as a member of the Athletic Affair Committee, is Andrew Neary. And this one gets sent all the way down. Back for it now, sending a pass across. There's Mark Esposito. Another cross-eyes pass on his Chris Roll. Roll centered one, intended for Esposito, knocked off his stick. Rebound behind the net. Dawson puts the hit in, penalty call coming up. It almost looks like an identical hit to just what happened a moment ago. Save, catch a ball, rebound to the point. Esposito's got it. Sends down low, and there's the whistle. Almost an identical hit to the one that Lupo put on Allen, but this time the call is made. And that brings Travis Stevens over for a discussion. Time of the penalty, 16:04. Dawson in the box for a board. We'll see what goes on. There's still a conversation, discussion going on. And then the buzzer goes off because they still weren't told what was being assessed. Now, Neil Sinclair having a word with the couple of the officials, Tinnerella being one of them. It's 2 minutes on Dawson for boarding. Power play number 8 for Amherst. All right, it gives you a chance to talk to him about the last senior we haven't talked about tonight, Greg Conrad. Heart and soul type of guy, as Neil Sinclair had mentioned in the pregame show. He's a two-sport star. He's also a soccer player, and he's going to try to fly it overseas. Wants to look at going to Iceland or Denmark, but a very athletic guy, and a very big guy at that, 6'5". Greg Conrad looking to explore those options. He's played men's soccer for Middlebury as well as hockey here for the Panthers. Those three, we wish the best of luck, but we'll talk about them again before the night's over. So, conferences and conversations and all that completed. Face-off to come in the zone. And this will be controlled by Amherst. Setting up their power play. Cross-eyes pass snapped off a little too hard. Still with it, Mooney sends down. Further on for Festa. Chopped off, a shot goes wide. Rebound corralled initially by Gilreath, but it bounces out to center. Mooney back for it. Pass to Festa, who slams it in from the right wing side. Slammed right back up the wall, but not out. And now corralled by Festa. John Festa on the left wing side. 3:20 to go in the third. Catch a ball, made the save. Rebound loose in the corner and sent all the way down. One Amherst leading Middlebury. In the season finale here for the Panthers. Amherst into the zone. A shot goes wide. Rebound loose and gets sent all the way down. And now the regroup once more. Amherst skating out on the left wing side. A pass across the middle. Here goes Lupo. Lupo onside. Lupo shooting and a save made by Ketchupball. The rebound nicked him. Or actually that shot nicked the crossbar after Ketchupball got a chunk of it. Bouncing puck. Going to be controlled and sent along by Lupo. Still in the board battle. 21 seconds to go on the power play for Amherst. More board battling going on, just all tied up in that left side corner, all the way down at the far end of the ice. 2 minutes to go in the third period, 4-1 Amherst here in the Middlebury season finale. Working down low, penalty now over. Amherst not had success here this afternoon. They're 1-for-8 on the power play. Middlebury, for what it's worth, 0-for-3. Neutral zone and a send back in. Glove down by Dawson. Brendan Dawson skates up with it. Pass on the left wing side's intercepted. Sent back by A.J. Klein. Minute 25 to go here in the season. A diagonal pass out of the reach of Mitch Allen's going to go all the way to Ellison. Ellison sends it up the right wing side. And then Andrew Neary's going to intercept. Stevens. Now a pass. Here's a shot by Allen. Save made by Ellison. And he holds on. With 1:06 to go in the third period, Amherst leads 4-1. Middlebury College Hockey on a One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network. Brought to you by Denneker Chevrolet. Route 7 South Middlebury and at DennekerChevrolet.com. This off in the zone. Sent down low, a shot, and Ellison might have gotten a piece of it. Last minute of play here in the 2016-2017 season for the Panthers. With it now is Tkachuk. Tkachuk trying to weave his way through, couldn't do so. Now Stevens in the corner. There's Stevens, steps behind the net. Centers one out in front, that's cut off and sent away by Esposito. Up the boards and all the way down. Bellucci back for it. The three seniors are on the ice for these last 30 seconds. Behind the net, Neary couldn't control. A shot, same made by Ketchupall. The rebound gathered by Bellucci. Sends on off to the left side, Neary. The give on ahead to Stevens. Travis Stevens onside with 15 to go. Stevens puts it out in front looking for Conrad. Couldn't find him. Up the boards by Austin Ho and out to center. They've got their seniors out as well. 6 seconds to go in this one. A pass dropped off and a shot wide. And the 2016-17 season ends with a 4-1 Amherst victory over Middlebury. Andrew Neary, Travis Stevens out there, and as well as Greg Conrad, their final shift in Middlebury Panthers uniforms as collegians. Of course, still some eligibility for being that Stevens got done in 3 years, but a handshake line going on right now as Amherst wins by a final score of 4-1. Some hugs going on. Greg Conrad hugging his teammates. Mark McClellan there as well. And the handshake line continues on. Is this the final regular season game for the three seniors from Middlebury? A season of struggles for the Panthers with injuries. Youth of these Panthers, Andrew Neary, the first one off the ice. The rest of the Panthers start to follow suit as the 2016-17 season comes to an end here at Orr Rink as Amherst wins by a score of 4-1. Back with the post game in just a moment. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
UVM Theater presents the award-winning musical Spring Awakening, February 23rd through March 5th in the Royal Tyler Theater.
With a brilliant and unforgettable score by Duncan Sheik, Spring Awakening has emerged as a modern masterpiece that explores the longings and doubts, the fears and joys of a group of young people on their journey of self-discovery.
Spring Awakening has been called brave and haunting, spellbinding, and the best new musical in a generation.
Spring Awakening, a theatrical spectacle that fuses soaring vocals and uplifting rock and roll to create an exhilarating evening of theater like no other. Performances are February 23rd through March 5th. Get your tickets by calling 802-656-2094 or online at uvmtheater.org.
And experience the passion and power of Spring Awakening.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one-stop for all your lumber needs, or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884. Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Have trees blocking your view or just a property and you need it cleaned for building lots? Lathrop's can clear the land for many uses like scenic views, roads, even pasture reclamation. They can cover a lot of land in a minimal amount of time. With over 60 years of experience, they can handle all your land clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Stop bothering your sister. You heard me. Don't make me turn this car around. Okay, I'm counting to 10. 1, 2, 3, 3.5.
Ma'am, what do you think of the car so far?
Great. Just pretending my kids are in the back seat before the test drive. Can you hear me back there okay?
Loud and clear.
At Shearer Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac, they get it. Their job is to help you find the right vehicle, then make it affordable. It's really that simple. Family vehicles, your first vehicle, or the 100th that you're adding to your commercial fleet. They have exactly what you're looking for. Now is the time to get a great deal on a Traverse. Right now, lease a 2017 Chevy Traverse LS all-wheel drive for just $279 a month for 39 months. View their inventory and set up an appointment today at shearervt.com. Chevy, find new roads. First payment due at signing, 39 month lease, 10,000 miles per year. Tax, title, license, and dealer fees extra. Must have current Chevy lease. Offer expires 2/28/2017. See dealer for details.
This is Panther Hockey on Addison County's WBTK. Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WBTK. Now back to the ice for more Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Wild third period there, but in the end, Amherst comes away with the 4-1 victory against Middlebury. Here's the recap of that third period. There's 1-0 going into the third. And then Middlebury would tie things up at the 5:26 mark when Mitch Allen started to go on a rush and the goal would eventually be finished off. He turned it over. Allen, pass across, is off the mark, and skating the other way with it is Rosepka. Rosepka in the zone. He makes a shot, a save made by Ketchupall. Here come the Panthers on the rebound. 2 or 3 on 3 now the other way. And with speed, and a save made by Allison. Rebound score! I believe Joey Pacini jammed that horn home in front, but with 14:34 to go in the third, Middlebury is tied it at 1. Oh, Mitch Allen made the rush. Joey Pacini took a shot, and well, we're not sure if right now the official scoring shows Mitch Allen having a goal and an assist on the play. So we're going to go still with Joey Pacini getting a second, Mitch Allen a lone assist. That coming at 5:26. However, 14 seconds later, on a bouncing puck, Amherst would take the lead back for good. But the puck put home, game tied at 1. A huge goal for Middlebury. So, in front out the other end, score! Just bounced off a stick in front, and no sooner did Middlebury tie the game than Amherst gets the lead right back.
Jack
Yeah, that one was Jack Fitzgerald bouncing it home in front, assisted by Joey Lupo and Austin Ho. No sooner did I finish writing down Joey Pacini's goal, Amherst scores 14 seconds later at 5:40, making it 2-1. And then at the 9:22 mark, Amherst would add insurance courtesy of Stanley Brenner. To the left of Brian Ketchable. And the Panthers control momentarily. Down low, breakaway opportunity, score! In front, I believe that was Stanley Brenner, who just got a... It was a chopped puck that Brenner picked up and was able to have a mini breakaway. He dekes out Ketchable with 10:38 to go in the third. Amherst leads 3-1. Brenner, his third, giving Roach and Festa two assists on it, making it 3-1. And then just 41 seconds after that, Patrick Daly would get off on a breakaway to close out the scoring. Manetta centering pass out in front and a save made by Ellison off the shot from Jacobs. Goes all the way down. Here's a chance again. Score! Pat Daly, another quick strike breakaway with 9:57 to go in the third. It's now 4-1 Amherst. Daly's 12th, Lindstrom and White, the assist at 10:03, capped the scoring 4-1 in favor of Amherst. Shots on goal in the third period. Amherst had 19 for a game total of 48. 44 saves for Brian Ketchabaugh in this game for Middlebury 7, a game total of 21. And the final score, Amherst with the 4-1 victory over Middlebury. And just to give you some context on that, Brian Ketchabaugh's 44 saves would rank him now fifth in a single game in Middlebury College history. There's been a lot of those 40 save games here this season between Ketchabaugh and, of course, Stephen Klein, who had five such 40 save games on the campaign. When we come back, Stars game. And we wrap up this 2016-2017 season. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark.
Oh my gosh, Martin, I just can't make up my mind about what to do a commercial about. We have so many things in the store, it's just not hardware.
Yes, you're right.
I mean, we sell pots and pans and can openers and coffee makers, foams, dog food and cat food, grills and snowblowers, candles and light bulbs and puzzles.
Hey, hey.
And Kindles and TVs, gloves and hats, and I can't forget mittens.
Slow down.
Oh, and bath mats and shower curtains, maple syrup, pellets, paint and paintbrushes, too, phones and bird food.
Clean.
And sleeping bags and tents, hoses and nozzles and ride-on toys. Oh, and we fix screens and windows and convert VHS tapes to DVD. We sell heaters and dog toys and lumber. Oh, my gosh.
Kathleen, I think you forgot something.
Well, I can't possibly list everything, Martin.
I think you forgot the kitchen sink.
Ugh, ahaha. Funny, Martin. For just what you need, even a kitchen sink, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and in Route 7 in Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust. And a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
And these are the stars of the game brought to you by the National Bank of Middlebury. Locally owned and locally operated by people you know. This has become a custom with me because I did this last year as well after the playoff game. Our stars of the game for the final game of the season will be the three seniors for the Middlebury Panthers as they close out their collegiate careers, runs their Panther careers. Travis Stevens finishes his season with 2 goals and 9 assists. Travis Stevens, his collegiate career, 6 goals and 13 assists, had a breakout year here in his senior year, and graduates in 3 years, too, in his senior year. Andrew Neary, the captain, had a goal and 8 assists this year. He finishes his collegiate career, 2 goals and 14 assists. And, of course, having to play just 5 games in his freshman year, became a leader of this Panthers team here in this senior season. And Greg Conrad is... The coach pointed out the heart and soul, had the heart and soul type of guy. 5 goals, 2 assists on the campaign, 7 goals and 4 assists in his collegiate career, spanning 53 games. Those are our stars of the game, brought to you by the National Bank of Middlebury, locally owned and locally operated by people you know. Scores around NESCAC. Amherst, of course, wins this game 4-1. Hamilton has defeated Williams 5-1, so Hamilton wins the NESCAC regular season. Colby defeated Tufts 3-2, so Colby right now sitting in the second place, and they will have second place all to themselves. Williams sitting at third, 10-5-3, they got 23 points. Trinity, with a win tonight, will jump over Williams and take over third spot. They are right now 10-5-2, having to play Wesleyan later tonight. Amherst finishes in the 5th spot, 21 points. They'll take on the 4th seed, either Williams or Trinity, on the road next weekend. Amherst finishes the conference record at 9-6-3. Tufts finishes 9-8-1 in conference, 19 points. That's going to be 6th place, unless Wesleyan tied up. Wesleyan can't jump on a tie. Wesleyan right now 7th. At 18 points, 7, 6-4. If they win, they'll jump Tufts into 6th. Bowdoin gets the 8th and final spot. They tied Connecticut College today 1-1. So Bowdoin on 11 points, 5-12-1. Connecticut College finishes 9th, 7 points, 2-13-3. Middlebury finishes conference play 3-15 with 6 points. They finish last in NESCAC play for this 2016-17 season. There's a lot of people to thank for this broadcast of Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network. From our sponsors, One Credit Union, the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, Monument Farms of Weybridge, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Autumn Gold Jewelry, National Bank of Middlebury, LaBerge Insurance Agency, Foster Motors, Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, Woodware Fine Furniture, Latham Forest Products, and Denniker Chevrolet. All those sponsors, thank you so much for contributing this season to Middlebury Panthers Hockey here on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network. Also, the SIDs, the Sports Information Directors of all the schools, Melissa Martin here at Amherst, as well as Chris Atwood, Jim Caton in Bowdoin, Bill Sonoma in Colby, Will Tamazian at Connecticut College, Jim Taylor at Hamilton, Dave Kingsley at Trinity, Paul Sweeney at Tufts, Michael Bryan at Wesleyan, Dick Quinn at Williams, and of course, last but certainly not least, Brad Nadeau at their Middlebury, Dave McKee, Lyle Fulton helping out as well. My job and Kim Lower's job can't be done without their assistance all season long. Kim Lower, of course, he was only able to get on a couple of games this year, but thank you to him all season long. He's just been with Middlebury Hockey for so long, and a great thank you to him. And of course, with our crew, Ken Barlow, the one calling the shots for WBTK and One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network, Jamie Dennis, our chief engineer, Jim Ty, all season long pushing the buttons in the studio. Thank you to each and every single one of you. And lastly, thank you to you, the fans, whether it be friends or family or just fans of Middlebury Hockey. Thank you for listening all season long here on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network. My name, humbly, is Brett Luther. Once again, our final score here from Orr Rink in Amherst, Massachusetts. The Amherst College Purple and White, we call them, 4, the Middlebury Panthers 1. Until next November, ladies and gentlemen, we say good afternoon from Amherst, Massachusetts.
You've been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK. Panther Hockey all season long on WVTK is brought to you in part by
One Credit Union. Together, we are one. 1CU.org, 7 Green Street in Virgins. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol. Sustainable Timber Harvesting and SFI Certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge. Join the movement and support local farms. Martin's Hardware, Bristol and Middlebury. Your True Value Hardware Store. Autumn Gold Jewelry. They have the Earth's Most Beautiful Gifts. Main Street in Middlebury. The National Bank of Middlebury. Offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs with branches in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, Virgins, and online at mbmvt.com. LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury, LaBerge equals insurance. Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 in Middlebury. Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. Woodware Fine Furniture, offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Route 7 South in Middlebury. Lafra Forest Products. For more than six generations, Lathrop Forest Products has been proudly serving landowners with a full array of logging and land clearing services. Their professional crew is dedicated to helping clients in logging and timber management. South Street in Bristol. And Denneker Chevrolet. Route 7 South Middlebury and at DennekerChevrolet.com.
For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WVTK and more information, visit 921WVTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WVTK.